and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Those local radio bad boys, Don and Mike, are back on the air, but it's not the same. It's not the same time. It's not the same station.
Many different things have happened to them. They are the ego hogs of Washington. Don and Mike off the air for 2 months. Now they've jumped stations and switched times. Is our town ready for Don and Mike in the afternoon?
Today, we return to the airwaves after 2 months of living hell.
2 months ago, Don and Mike called in sick to their morning show on WAVA and haven't been heard from since until 2 this afternoon when they burst forth on a new station, WJFK, in a new time slot, 2 to 6 in the afternoon. In their 5.5 years together, they've made a lot of people really mad. Feminists hate them. They've had a couple of lawsuits thrown at them, but they've also won loads of diehard fans who love their right-up-to-the-edge sense of humor.
Such a nice man.
Is there bad blood between you guys and WAVA?
Us and WAVA?
Oh, no! So how was today's first show? Well, they were nervous for the first 5 minutes or so, and then it seemed to be beard business as usual. Will anybody listen to Don and Mike in the afternoon? It took me a while to find somebody tuned in. Anybody? Are you listening to Don and Mike?
No.
Rush Limbo.
You listening to Rush Limbo, not Don and Mike?
Yeah, WML.
But hey, this is just the first day. You listened to them before?
Yeah. When they were 105?
Yeah.
Good too.
Detect any difference?
There you go, right there. Acting crazy now, ain't
it?
We're just kidding.
Yeah, acting crazy now. Don and Mike, they're on 2 to 6 on WJFK 106.7. Tonight, I will take the high road and report on the retirement of a man who has influenced every news broadcast for the better in our town. So watch that at 11.
It should be
and I think they're going to have a good run in the afternoon, actually.
Well, they're not going to be able to call people up and wake them up anymore, which is becoming a nasty habit of theirs.
Do I detect? But they woke you up.
Yes,
time,
they did. Yes.
You like having those headphones on, don't you?
Just for a little while, yeah.
You like radio, don't you?
I like radio.
There's anybody who doesn't like radio.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, it was fun. I'm glad for them. We'll see.
Well, so much for radio. This is TV, folks, and the NBC Nightly News on television coming up next.
You are a good horse. Goodbye and goodbye.
All systems go. Prepare for countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure.
I want to f*** Don and Mike, but I want to f*** all of you. And I didn't travel 3,000 miles to watch you. Incidentally, Don and Mike, I think you're on the radio. You have wit. And I don't know how you do it. You really
Thanks a lot, Dick.
Say, I see you got some pretty good talent there for your show.
You think they're talented?
Well, no. I mean, most of them are pretty lame, right?
Hi, this is Donnie and Rebecca from Madison, Wisconsin, and you're listening to the Don and Mike Show. Go Pack.
The Don and Mike Show.
Come on, make me mad.
Make me mad or I'm going to be really mad.
It's time for Dr. Geronimo.
Live on the air, he can't get psycho. He's not a man to cross or storm. If you do, he might just say, the master mimic, Michael Mara.
Drinking so much that it would scare ya.
Saying things that are smart and bold. And questions like,
you have a hot dog that's how old?
Buzz Burbank with the news. Let's do
grass, mescaline, cocaine, uppers, downers.
And ladies, buzz is smooth. Wonder to himself,
where can I find a photograph of you?
Rock's feet whack is a good little monkey.
Also known to be an eBay junkie.
Beginning of the show, he always does Kristen.
And also, you know, my wife doesn't listen.
And what could be said about Joe Unger? Known to be the oldest full screener. Down so is getting stupid questions from him. Stupid questions like,
are we done with porno names then?
And that leaves us John. Probably gets more than Joe and Rob.
Thinks one day he's gonna be long.
But obviously, that's wrong.
So sit back, relax, and just let it go. You're listening to The Don and Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show.
Good enough to play every
the
day.
The Don and Mike Show.
Me and my enormous ego never gets tired of that.
I like that. Recommended by 7 out of 10 dentists. That is
loyal listener Donnie Selden.
I really enjoy that one.
That's a good one. Donnie Selden? Selden? What about? He's a good guy. He's a nicer boy.
Oh, Michael Otis.
He's a nicer boy.
I'll play the rock and roll.
Hello.
Howdy.
Hello.
Brother, what can I do to help you?
You're a goddamn thief.
How bad you want me to get, Jack?
I don't know.
If I get any worse, the Johnson office won't pass it.
Now, somebody's not telling the truth here.
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
Set your ass down. You're not going anywhere.
I'll just be your secret lover.
That's inappropriate. That's violating a boundary.
I make it feel really good for you, hon.
You are the rudest, most disrespectful a-hole I have ever met.
Wow. Woo! Look out! Look out!
I am not going to be treated like this anymore. I think that's a load of crap.
Fancy dicks you got here.
Oh, damn it.
You like a... Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
Suck on that, losers. You can suck this.
And of course, stopping and retiring soon, our man Double B,
the Don and Mike Show.
Say what they wish.
The great Bob Barker. Yeah.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Woo! Look out! Look out!
All right, where's Big Ed?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and
Man, and you can tell by the smell, this is the Don and Mike Show, and it's a new episode, everybody, on this Wednesday, 1-1-01-06, it's November the 1st, if you believe in that rabbit stuff, good for you. Phone number from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. Make fun of Canada as well. 877-365-3636. The show is there for you on your computer, too. DonandMikeWebsite.com. Just click on Listen Live. If you want to send us some fabulous fan mail, email us during the show. DonandMikeWebsite.com. Just hit email. We also have daily downloads for you available on our website for your MP3 or whatever you got. And if you want iTunes, we're there as well with a brand new segment every single goddamn day.
My God, that's a lot of information.
How else can we serve you?
Of course we can.
And for the first time ever, we have an overload of strip trivia.
Amazing. It's never happened. It was so jam-packed yesterday. The contestants were so fabulous yesterday that we are running it over into today's show.
We're gonna finish it up right here in the very first part of the show before we get to anything at all.
And they're all coming back today, too.
Yep, they're all here. We have Melanie and Mina and Chris and Cam and Andrew and Katie. And in a very disturbing development...
What?
At least, well, Buzz, I love the way you overreact. Not disturbing. Well,
I'm disturbed.
One of these tools that was here yesterday playing the game sent flowers for Mina.
Really?
Which is probably going to be the name of my...
Oh, I bet I know who it is.
It's my new book.
I bet it's Bill.
Did someone run the flowers in?
Bill was the crackhead. Bill was the meth guy.
The Dale Earnhardt Jr. guy.
John and I have a different theory.
You have a different theory who it was?
Well, did you look at the card?
No.
Oh, you did not?
Did not.
All right, well, bring
I bet you think, well, I'm seeing who's out. The only guys out are...
Johnny, bring him over here, please.
The only two guys out are Steve and Bill.
You can see we got nice... Or some... Mina got a nice vase of flowers.
Well, isn't that nice?
And let's see... To Mina, and it says, Mina, you are amazing. Thanks for a great listen.
From a listener, probably.
And well, I can't find a name.
Well, now it sounds like it's not a contestant.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's somebody in listener land.
Why'd you guys tell me it was a contestant?
John told me it was a contestant.
Welcome to Pass the Buck.
John, yeah. John, it might be another good start to the show for you.
Apparently it was somebody's assistant.
Hold on. Would you just... Let him speak for himself.
Oh, I guarantee things will go better today.
Okay. All right.
This, in fact, does not say it's like from...
No, that was one of the things...
The meth lab guy.
The lady that I spoke to, she called me on my cell phone when I was in Fairfax wanting to know where she could deliver something here. And I asked her what she was going to send, and she said she had some flowers. And so I told her, all right, well, no one will be there until afternoon. I said, can you tell me what they're for? And she said, we're delivering flowers. I said, oh, let me guess. I said, I got a dollar, says that the name on the card is Mina.
Yes.
And she said, yes, it is.
Wow, so you kind of had a little telepathy going on.
Well, when we left last night,
but
Mina...
Still, excuse me for stopping this brilliantly told story. But
maybe
at what
wrong.
Point, when I got a call from Rob today, and he said, hey, we got a great turn of events... One of the contestants sent me the flowers.
Oh.
And I got in and I walked to the back room today.
Saw the flowers.
And John said, hey, did Rob tell you? There they are. And I said, I said, don't tell me anything.
Ah.
You know, just let me guess on the air which one it is. So it's not from the contestant.
Well, I think it is because the woman I talked to, I was trying to guess who had sent the flowers because Cam the Hot Dog Man and Mina were sitting on the steps talking as I left last night. So I thought they were from him. And she said, no. She said, it's from my boss who wishes to remain anonymous.
So Mina knew who the flowers were from?
No, I don't believe she does. And
who said that it's from my boss?
The woman that I spoke to.
On the phone.
On the telephone.
Today.
Who was calling the phone.
Well, that rules out. Bill couldn't be anybody's boss.
Then if you knew that...
One person.
Why'd you guys... I mean, not that it's a big deal. Why'd you guys say that it was from a listener?
Well, I didn't say it was from a listener.
Or
I think
from
it was
someone who played the game.
I thought it was Creepy Steve. The older guy who was the first one out.
But it's not signed.
Well, I understand that.
And we have Cam. Cam is coming back and Andrew's coming back. We can ask them.
But Steve was the only person other than Bill who would have been in any sort of a job that would have had an assistant.
You dummies. It's just some listener, I bet.
I think so.
Just some guy who listened and maybe saw her picture on the website.
Thanks for the great listen.
And sent her flowers.
No name on the flowers at all.
No. God, you guys are dumb. Here you go. There you go. There's some flowers for you. Put those in Frank Zappa's grave. And you too. Don't laugh, Mr. Pass the Buck.
Why not?
He's your best buddy. And I almost said the word. You effing sell
it. I think they oversell it because they're trying to please you. I think that's what they're doing. They should. I do very well on this show, always knowing that I will disappoint you. And I've never had a problem.
No, you don't disappoint. No, and it's not. It's
oh,
not,
I do disappoint you.
Well, you do, but
yes,
that's
I
not
do.
The issue. But this is not about pleasing Watt. It's
about that.
He's putting on a show. I mean, Jesus Christ. Look, now we've wasted time talking about the flowers from some guy who was just working it yesterday.
Hey, I think I know who they're from.
Yeah, who?
Same guy that sent us the email today. I'm sorry, can't stop it. Can't stop thinking about it.
Oh, yeah, loved you on the internet.
Yeah, you know, listen, hey, Rob, get everybody ready to play the game, would you, so we can get this thing going, please? Thank you, Kong. Here's the problem. This is deep inside our radio career, deep inside the bowel that is working in radio. There was the guy who was the program director for a while, right, Greg Gillespie, and he got laid off. And the people at CBS said to us, don't make a big deal about this. So we didn't.
Yeah.
Really, the guy was kind of a tool, but he was no more of a tool than... any other program director we've had who's tried to get involved in the show in some way.
Yeah, but it does fall into the category of we were rougher on him than any. I mean, GM
well,
or program director.
He
we
deserved
were,
it.
He totally deserved it.
He deserved
but, I mean,
it.
You would think that because we had that hostile relationship that he would stay away, disappear.
So what the company says to
makes
us...
no
is,
sense.
We got another one of these super double secret probation meetings, and they
right.
say, now listen, guys, you know... where there's been a bunch of layoffs in the company, company-wide, including this guy, Greg Gillespie, the program director. Whatever you do, don't say anything and trash him or anything, because we want everything to be smooth sailing. So we're like, yeah, okay, we got
well,
it.
And it also fell into the category of, you know, we had trashed him while he was working. And,
right.
And I mean, it was, you know, we'd given it so good to him while he was here,
you know, we
you
had
know
no,
there's no really need to do that.
No
I mean,
point.
Why do that to a guy
why
when he's out of work?
Kick him when he's down.
Right.
I mean, we kicked him when he was employed.
Mm-hmm.
So we said, yeah, no problem. But the problem is that Greg Gillespie, the human being, not the former program director, unfortunately knows our email addresses and will not stop sending us email. And it's always when we have something provocative on the show.
Or not. If it had nothing, he sent me an email that had nothing to do with the show, was like biker chicks wrestling in bikinis.
Oh, man.
But it's provocative. But it's from him. But we did nothing.
Didn't he say?
You know where it came from? On my side.
Heard you talking about your motorcycle.
That's the show. Yeah. He turned that into.
Here's some biker chicks wrestling.
How many people got?
You might want to look at this.
How many people got copied on his email? I know I did. Did you get one, Rami? You got it, Mike?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you got it. It was. Now, keep in mind, this is from a guy who we had bad contact, bad touch with.
Right.
Horrible. A long time ago. No longer works for the company. Sends us a note yesterday saying,
Mr. Trivia is the best thing I've ever heard. I could not stop listening.
Hey.
And the fact that there are pictures on the internet, wow.
Yeah. I'm finding them creepy.
Me too. It's very...
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
And don't you think the statute of limitations has run out on that?
We're speaking about him now just as a...
Private citizen.
As a private citizen who unfortunately has our email address.
Right. And it's just a little odd. It's odd that he... The first part of that, I feel like I'm getting an email from a program director who's giving me an attaboy on the show, and then...
You realize
it's... And then it moves into the... You know,
some horny out-of-work guy. But it's not as bad for you and for me as it's been for Rob, because... He continues to phone Rob.
Yeah, he calls me.
Like they're buddies.
Not so much. You know what? It's kind of thinned out now, but he is not calling me so much anymore.
But what about when it was really at the height?
Very frequently.
Like what would be frequent?
Like a couple times a week.
Hey, how you
Why?
Doing? Hey, it was great.
I don't know. I didn't answer.
Checking in. Oh, you never answered.
I gave up on that.
Did you ever have any conversations with him?
Once, and he tried, I think, to get himself invited over here.
Wow. And he wanted to come see the new digs.
Yeah.
Look, because we got along so super with him when he was the program director.
Do you make anything of this? I can't figure it out. I've never seen anything like it, and that's why it totally creeps me out.
I hate to give the guy the benefit of the doubt. The only thing that I can't imagine is that he's a tool who really didn't know what our show was about when he was the program director.
Right.
Now that he's had a chance to sit on his couch every day and do nothing but listen to the radio... He actually is figuring out, hey, this is a pretty good show.
And the other thing that I thought might legitimize it would be that he's just doing that networking that so many of those PDs do.
Yeah, but why would you?
But what the hell is networking
with us?
Yeah, exactly. We're the worst people you want to network with, for God's sake.
The contestants are ready for strip trivia.
Okay.
Shall we bring them in?
I'll bring them in. And let's see, in their various stages of undress, let me see now.
I got the order here, Don, if you want.
We got Melanie, Mina, and Chris. Cam, Andrew, and Katie. We'll bring them all in. Hi there.
And there's Katie.
Hi, girls.
Oh, my. Already ready for the game.
Katie's already shown.
We have Melanie.
Hi, Katie.
There's Melanie.
Hi, Melanie. Hi, Melanie.
Here comes Mina. Hi, Mina. How are you?
Girls, everybody step up to the microphone. Say hello.
Over there we got Cam.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, ladies.
Hi. Oh, no. This is really not a good way to start a show.
You know, usually trivia happens at the end of the show where we're in here, we're ready to go, we're all warmed up. Now we're looking at guys with their shirts off over there.
It's good on this side because you have ladies that are in various stages of undress.
Yes, it's delightful.
But on the other side, check.
Shirtless guys in the newsroom, Don.
No need to flex. And hot dog guy, what are you doing back there?
I'm dancing sexy for you, Doug.
That's Cam, and then there's Chris. And where's Andrew? Is Andrew here yet? Oh, I didn't see Andrew. I'm sorry, I had my back to you.
Picture, if you will, a guy in a hot dog suit with a shirtless guy on each side of him. That's what I have.
And now picture our studio. Picture our studio. We have Double D Katie, who's already taken it off.
I give everybody a round of applause for showing up for this the second day in a row. That's great.
Great.
And we got a half naked woman in here. It's delightful.
Two half naked women. Both Melanie is topless, and so is Katie.
And out of the six people that are remaining, one person is going to win $2,500.
Now, who is in the lead right now, Mike?
Right now, we've got Melanie is on the bubble. Melanie, you have one item of clothing remaining. Cam is also on the bubble with one item of clothing remaining. Mina, you are one of our leaders still. You've been leading for the entire game. You have three items of clothing remaining. Andrew has two items of clothing remaining.
Yeah.
Chris has two. And Katie has two.
All right.
Right now, the clear leader is Mina Trouble.
All right, hold on. Here is a guy named Steve from yesterday. Steve. Who is Steve? Which one is Steve?
Steve was the guy that was kind of creepy that we kind of made some pedophile jokes about. And
the
kind
old
of looked
guy.
Like the guy from Saw 3.
Okay, here he is. Steve.
There's a nice intro for him.
Hi there, Steve.
Hi, Don, Mike. What's happening?
Steve, did you send Mina the flowers?
I want to go on record. I did not send Nina the flowers.
Wow. All right. We're trying to track down who sent the flowers to Nina.
Did you say thank God?
And I didn't send them myself either.
I wouldn't think you'd do that.
I would not. I do low things for publicity, but not that.
All right.
Hey, you look good without your glasses.
Well, Mina, let me ask you. Who do you think sent you the flowers? Do you have a suspicion who it might be? And I got to ask. Oh, Cam here.
No, Cam did not send me the flowers.
You didn't send the flowers, Cam.
You know how I know it wasn't him?
He did not, unless, because Cam was with me last night.
Right, I remember he was waiting because you were both.
Well, they were both with you.
Let's think about it logically. Why would Cam send me flowers unless maybe he was giving me a thank you for last night?
You can suck this.
He claims he didn't, that he didn't send them. I wouldn't send them, though. I'd be mad enough
just to come up and give them to her in person.
But did you give him any kind of reason to send you flowers last night?
I gave him a reason to give me his trust fund last night, okay?
So, really?
Yeah. So
wait a minute.
He's just being appreciative. I don't know.
Now, after the show was over, how long? I know you guys were both, like, waiting for... Mino's waiting for a ride. You were just hanging out with her?
Yeah, so then we went and grabbed a drink at the establishment.
Oh, you did?
Hold on. So you mean that you were in the Daisy area?
Did you guys get jiggy with it last night?
I don't know if Mina feels comfortable talking about certain things.
Well, we got to know. I mean, this would be a strip trivia romance. This is terrific.
My God, yet unprotected sex. You animals.
No, I had the hot dog suit on.
They're not going to tell us. You guys aren't going to tell us anything.
Where did you do it? where did you do it?
We had a good time having lunch. That's pretty much it today. That's all.
No. Wait. You went out for drinks last night, and you had lunch today, too?
Like friends, that's all.
Hold on a second, hot dog man.
Hey, and look at him bouncing up and down. You see the nervous little bounce that he's doing?
I do.
Just lunch, you know, there we go, yee.
Hot dog man, didn't you show up today with Mina in your car?
Yeah, well, we actually met up, and then we drove to the station.
Are you district attorney? Why is he asking?
Yes.
Good for you, Cam. Good for you. We're pretty hot.
Katie is saying that.
And she does music. You're both what?
Performers.
She's a jazz musician. I'm a stand-up comedian, and we're actually going to do a show together in December.
Yeah. So, boy.
But hold on. But last night, huh?
Did you do a show last night?
Jazzed it up.
You touch his wet thing last night?
You know what? I'm sorry, but if it's going to happen, I got to let the memory of the hot dog fade a little bit.
Would that be a no?
I don't know if you noticed him jumping up and down, which is what he's doing right now.
Right.
Do you know why he's doing that?
Why?
Because his hot dog, the outer hot dog, is felt, and it's shaping him. And he can't scratch it, so he has to keep jumping up and down. That's why
you're jumping up and down? Yes. You know a hell of a lot about him, Mina. You really do.
What did you do for him last night, Mina?
Was there any activity last night? Our listeners absolutely have to know this.
Just some Bible study.
And prayer. We're not going to get an answer.
Popcorn and watch Disney Channel.
We're not going to get an answer.
Okay.
Apparently not.
I vote they did something.
I think they did something. Yeah.
Because it was a sexually charged environment.
You did not send the flowers.
Okay. Well, unless we hear from somebody, then I think we... Well, Andrew, you didn't send the flowers, did you?
No, I sure didn't.
And Chris, you didn't send them?
Negatory there, Mikey.
How would you sound if you're standing there just your underpants?
I know. That's what negative nipples are showing.
I'm looking at him right now. You know what? That's like looking at a mirror. Except I got a better tan. All right, let's play this game.
All right, we've got Melanie leading off right now.
All right, now this could be...
Melanie, you're down to your last.
This could be it for sweet Melanie, our redheaded goth chick.
Go, Melanie.
She is down to her underpants.
Melanie, did anybody send you flowers?
No.
Okay.
Nobody did.
We're just checking.
Yeah, you did. I saw you last night, too.
Oh, hold on now. Are you talking smack or are you just making stuff up?
You saw Melanie last night, Mina?
After Cam, yeah. She was waiting for me at the Metro.
Negatory.
With this outfit on.
Right.
I was in line.
Look at Cam looking at her. You're falling in love, aren't you, Cam?
Yeah.
Falling in love.
That hot dog suit.
He looks deliriously happy.
He does, doesn't he? All right, here you go. Melanie, which original Kiss member was the first to leave the group in 1982? Which original Kiss member kissed the group goodbye in 1982?
I don't know. Gene Simmons.
Oh, Gene Simmons. That would be wrong. It's Ace Frehley.
And Melanie, I mean, here in the first hour of the show, it's time to get totally naked.
To take those underpants off.
On strip trivia. And there she goes. hose. Yes, sir.
Damn my equipment.
I know.
Can't see a friggin' thing over here.
I know. It's frustrating, isn't it?
Down to the bottom.
Well, this was fun.
It was a very...
It sure was. Melanie.
Melanie, thank you for playing.
Don't go away bitter. Yes,
sure,
go ahead.
Of course you can.
My friend Christy just had a baby 2 hours ago. I was going to say congratulations to her. She had a little baby girl.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Thank you. See, now that was worth coming in, right? You got that out of it. That's cool.
Now I'll give you the hospital.
Okay, go to the hospital.
All right,
go over and see your friend.
Good, try to get the smell of this place off you.
Yeah. Yes. You're with a newborn.
Yes, wash the hands before you go into the neonatal unit. You know?
Thank you. It was wonderful seeing you.
Thank you.
She's another cutie.
There goes Mel.
And then there were five.
They're all cute. Who's next, Mike?
Next is Cam, the hot dog man. Cam is also on the bubble with this soap opera we have going. I'm kind of rooting for a correct answer here.
this could be it for him, huh?
Yeah, he's down to nothing. He's just got that hot dog suit.
Man, what rookie, Dodgers lefty, subbing for Jerry Royce? Is that a Royce?
Yep.
Jerry Royce?
Yes, Jerry Royce.
In 1981, shut out the Astros in his first major league start.
I know this.
No clue. Don Mattingly.
I know the answer, Don.
Yeah, right.
Fernando Valenzuela.
Yeah.
That's it, Cam.
It's wiener time for the hot dog, man.
Take it all off.
Now, take off your... I mean, you have to do
it. Now, Mina, you're not looking.
Does.
Are you not looking because you've seen it before or what?
There you go. Now...
Is that enough? There he goes.
Hold on a second.
He had a little tattoo or something about
Katie,
it.
Katie, this is a wonderful balance of people.
Katie,
you got all our characters here. It's delightful.
Katie Bing is Mina, who yesterday was in love with the microphone but wants nothing to do with it today.
Yeah.
Could you tell us what Cam, the hot dog man, looked like naked?
Oh, well, I didn't look at it. Oh, he's still naked. Okay. Well, he's got his hand on his hot dog, but above it says Buzz.
That is disgusting.
Hold on, Mike. Look right above his genitals.
I saw.
Written like a
tattooer,
it says Buzz.
The question is, who wrote it?
Oh, yes, that's right. It is rather well written, isn't it?
It's Mina.
Mina, would you confess? Did you write that? Did you write the Buzz?
I wrote it.
Yeah.
All right.
That
means you were down there by his pubic hair. For goodness sakes.
And then there were four.
Wow. Who's next, Mike?
Next is Mina, the aforementioned Mina.
Yeah. Mina. How many Mina got left?
Mina's fully clothed. She's got three items of clothing left.
Why can't you just say I'm the winner? Winner so far.
No, no need. No need to do that. There's still a lot of game left, Mina.
Okay.
All right, Mina. Mina. What 1982 musical brought us the songs Grow For Me and Feed Me?
I know this.
Me too. Of course, I'm like Alex Trebek. I could look at the other side of the card, but I knew it is.
82?
82.
West Side Story?
Oh, that was Little Shop of Horrors.
Little Shop of Horrors. Item number three is coming off. What will you be removing,
look at that,
Mina?
Look.
Okay, I'm going to go for under the skirt, the lower half here.
She's taking the panties off under the skirt?
My God. Look at that.
Watch.
Look at that.
Well, she seems
hold on. Okay.
Look at that.
What is she doing?
Frown line.
Well, I'm just picturing
right,
something.
There you go.
Oh.
Right.
What is that?
She had a cigar in her mind.
I feel so much better. Thanks, guys.
Oh, my.
And I know you're wondering.
She is naughty.
Nice humor. I forgot to tell you, I'm dressed as Monica Lewinsky today. And so there you go.
Wow.
Hey,
Mike,
that's all I have to say.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm not kidding. It's not a bad smell. You should smell it. It smells like girl. Just smell it. Just smell. Smell it.
Yes.
Doesn't it smell like
very, very nice? Wonderful.
Okay, all right.
You know what she looks like without her glasses?
Who?
Bonnie Bernstein.
She does look like
that.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. That's good, Rob. That's absolutely there. Thing. That's why she's got everybody going. She's got that Bonnie Bernstein look about her.
But without Bonnie's personality.
Her sparkling personality. A different personality.
It is different.
No less gregarious.
Well, maybe.
Whatever.
Ooh, that is one nice cigar.
Okay, I know that doesn't count.
So. Okay, so what are you removing?
Well, I'll give this to you, too, but...
Okay, I'm getting all the treats today. How about that?
Panties coming off here.
Okay.
So there you go.
What are these, like old lady underpants?
Look at
these.
God.
Giant
blood. Look like jogging pants.
Look at these big things.
They're massive.
They're huge. Jesus Christ.
Wow.
One could take these and actually put them over
gentlemen,
one's head.
Y'all are dead. You've met your match.
That's fantastic.
Mike?
Don is actually putting the panties on his head.
I want you
know what you look like? You look like you're getting ready to go to the gallows.
Good look for you.
I want all 10s and 20s. No dye packs.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
That's fascinating.
Wow. And again, hold on a second. Jesus Christ.
You're getting quite some treats. Does he get to keep them, Mina? Oh, wow. That's great.
And again, because I want to share with you.
Yes.
No smelling required.
Right.
Simply feel the moisture of a woman's sweat.
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
Can you feel
it? Oh, yes, and it's cool to the touch because there's moisture and now the cold air conditioning, yes.
Thank you, Mina.
What a great beginning to the show.
Thank you, Mina.
Fantastic.
For your nice grandma panties. wow. All right, Mike, who's next?
Andrew from the Northern Virginia Community College is up next.
Is this guy doing?
Studying science.
Now, what do you got left there, Andrew?
Andrew's down to, actually, he's one of our leaders. He's down to two items of clothing. He's removed three items so far.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, I can't really hear you guys back
What
here.
Major city?
What's that, Andrew?
I can't really hear you guys back here.
You can't hear us. Okay, hold on a second.
Hello!
We're going to rectify that. Is it better, Buzz?
Rectify.
Can you hear us now, Andrew?
The battery died. The battery died on our portable speaker, so he's having trouble here.
Oh, okay.
Well, you could just pass it along then, Buzz. Right. What major city? Was the home. For New Kids on the Block.
For New Kids on the Block.
Detroit.
Oh, that'll be Boston.
Item number four, Andrew, what will you be removing?
It's going to be the pants, guys. I wish I could take the boxes off underneath. But
Katie is very curious.
Okay,
I'm going to start calling her Curious Katie.
Go ahead and look, Katie.
Enjoy yourself, Katie. That's what it's all about. What the hell is
she wearing? She's laughing at her.
And it says Buzz. Another one says Stars and Stripes underwear.
Underpants. Yes.
Okay. All right, Chris is next.
Chris.
Yo.
Hi, friend.
How many has he got, Mike?
Chris is down to two items. He's another one of our leaders.
Yep.
Remember what I told you, buddy. Hey.
What Texas?
Wait, hold on. What did you tell him, Mina?
Nothing.
What, to throw it so that you win?
Is there some sort of side deal?
Yeah.
You can suck this.
Side deal.
Listen, Chris, I know it hasn't happened in a while. If indeed you throw the game and let me win, I will, like you've never had it before.
Was that the kind of deal? Was that the deal, Chris?
As far as I know, the only deal standing is that if I win, drinks and dinner on me at Bennigan's down the street. That's the only deal.
All right.
What Texas city was granted the first expansion franchise by the NBA? What Texas city was granted the first expansion franchise in the 1980s, I should say. In the 1980s. What Texas city was granted the first expansion franchise in the 80s?
Houston?
Oh, Dallas.
Oh, man.
Dallas.
How unfortunate.
Item number four, what's coming off there, Chris? Sorry, Buzz. The pants are coming off.
Pants. And once again, Katie, would you like to give us a play-by-play?
Well, he's playing them off right now. Ooh, they're kind of bunched up on his legs a little bit.
Oh, his underpants.
They're gray.
Excellent description.
All right, let's see.
We go to Katie now. She's right at the microphone.
Hi, guys.
She has two items of clothing remaining.
Yes, I'm standing here in my red underwear and my cape.
That's a nice picture.
And that's what I walked in wearing.
Yes, all the way from my Rockville Pike.
She's topless. And what the size again, just for those?
36 double D.
36 double D.
Massive.
That's about right.
Massive.
That's about right.
Massive.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi. Hi, Katie. What surname did the family on Growing Pains get to honor a famous New York Mets pitcher? Okay. What name did the family on Growing Pains have, which was really a tribute to a Mets pitcher?
I just made a little joke for myself, and I was enjoying it. I don't want to disrupt the game.
I have absolutely no idea.
I know, Don. I know. Is it Martinez?
I'm kidding, the only thing I can think of.
Seaver.
Katie, it's time for item number four. What will you be removing?
That's your choice, Mike.
It's my choice.
Mike.
Okay.
Yes. Mike.
I'm going to go for the cape. No, I'm going to go for the panties, of course.
Of course.
Okay, well, yes. What's that? What?
Hold on, Katie?
You should see what they look like before I take them off.
Yes. Okay. They have a little red heart on them.
I cut. Well,
oh, very nice. Heart on. I cut.
It sparkles when I shake my butt.
Yeah. Oh, baby got back. All right. Now, Katie will be standing in the studio now completely naked,
just
except for a cape.
My red cape. Okay.
The red cape. Let's give her a nice round of applause. Yes, Katie.
There we go. Underpants are all
nudity. Oh, thank you, Katie.
There you go, Mike.
Thank you.
Kind of warm.
There we go. Yeah. Don, try that out. There you go. You really have to try that out. You really do. Try it. Give it a try. I did.
No, you didn't give it all.
Yeah, I did. I did.
He did.
I get that. Buzz will tell you that I did.
He did.
Yeah, and I want you to do the same thing.
Sorry, I can't. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. What do you want me to do with
nothing? I just
I put the other ones. I think you have to put some on your head.
No, no, that's not necessary. No, no. I was just letting you check them out.
Very
sad
now.
You check them out.
Like, throw them back.
It's very wet right here.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Don, you're hot.
It's by the place.
Buzz, you want to try?
Sure, send them over.
All right.
Okay. Well, Rob passes over to Buzz, please.
My underwear is going on a field trip.
Buzzby's the next, and let's go to who's next, Mike.
Next would be Mina again. We go back to the head of the line, and Mina.
Oh, Mina.
Mina is down to two items of clothing.
Yes, I did.
She's finally got. Yes, we're in the right order here.
Okay.
Okay.
Did you try them, Buzz?
The panties have arrived. Oh, here it is. Yes, go, wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you, Katie. I'm gonna put these right here.
Babe.
Oh. Very nice.
That's beautiful.
It is, isn't it? Very nice. Thank you, Katie.
What did he say?
It is anything. Here we go. Darling, who played Ralph Furley? Mina, who played Ralph Furley on Three's Company?
Don Knotts.
Right.
Another correct answer for Mina.
Right, wow. You are.
She is still our clear leader.
Okay, let's go to
Andrew.
Andrew.
Andrew is next in line.
Andrew.
Bring it on.
Andrew.
Is everyone going to be
That's
all
That's a
right?
moment, isn't it, Buzz?
Sure, yeah.
That's a moment,
it's a
isn't
lasting
it?
Moment.
All right, Andrew. All right.
Andrew.
What do you got?
What George Lucas title character ends up in Cleveland thanks to a botched laser experiment?
Andrew's down to his last.
Wait, in Cleveland?
In Cleveland. Well, good for you. It's not your turn now.
Jeez,
Oh, he's going to be out.
Han Solo.
That would be Howard the Duck.
And then there were three. Andrew, time for you to get totally naked.
All right, once you are out of there. If you would give us the play-by-play.
All right, they're coming down.
American flag.
Oh, that's not bad. Oh, very nice. Very nice jump.
What was he doing over there?
He actually
I didn't look.
Just presenting.
What was he doing, Katie?
He actually let us look at it. Like, he pulled him down and lifted his arms triumphantly in the air.
Yeah, I'm not ashamed of anything.
We are down to three contestants.
You know what I am? I am ashamed that this is how I'm putting my son through college. No, I am ashamed that this is what's making the trust fund for my grandchildren right
now. Wow. Chris is next.
Thanks, Mike.
Chris is down to his last also. He's hanging in there.
He'll be very comfortable.
Yes, he is.
Chris, what team did the Chicago Bears win to finally win their... What team did the Chicago Bears clobber to finally win their first Super Bowl?
Was it the Patriots?
Oh, way to go, Chris.
He hangs in.
Good pull. And we go to lovely Katie with the panties.
Katie.
Hey.
Oh, Katie.
I'm nervous.
Katie.
Katie is also down to her last.
What 12-time Oscar nominee did Martin Short earn fame for impersonating?
12-time nominee?
12-time Oscar nominee, Martin Short, killer impression.
Michael Caine?
Oh, so close. Katharine Hepburn.
Katharine Hepburn and Katie, that is it.
Take it off, Katie.
It is time for you to bid adieu. Yes.
Yes,
like we had before.
Look at her dancing around.
Yeah.
Thank you, Katie.
Thanks, Katie.
So naked.
Thanks so much.
Very naked.
So much.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Thanks for playing the game.
You're welcome.
You were a wonderful, wonderful contestant.
Oh, thank you.
You're very comfortable being naked.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Comfortable with your nudity.
Can I say hi to my friends real quick?
You sure can.
I definitely want to say hi to Taylor and Allison and Lisa and Michael.
Taylor, Allison, Lisa, and Michael.
All right.
Bye.
Bye, Katie.
Bye, Katie.
Don't leave without these.
Yes, Buzz has your panties over there. Very good.
How many times?
Thank you. Little hug from Mina.
Oh.
And then... There were two.
Hugs, by the way.
Two. Oh, there's a nice lesbian hug from Mia.
It's now,
Mina.
I'm sorry, Mina. Mina with Katie.
The clear.
What?
the queer leader, the clear leader is Mina. She has two items of clothing remaining, and Chris is on the bubble with one item of clothing remaining.
Yes,
but I really think, you know what this is really boiled down to? I think we have the smartest contestants
clearly
that are left here, which is, it doesn't always happen.
All right, so who goes now, Mike?
We're going to go with Mina. Mina's back in line here.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right.
Hi there, Mina.
Hi there.
Who packed up most of Haiti's treasury and moved to a villa outside Caen in 1986? That's right. Who
that's
packed?
Terrible. Why would you ask me that? That's terrible.
Because
who
I like
that?
You.
We're not asking for commentary. We're asking for an answer.
Who packed up? Well, you're very smart. Who packed up most of Haiti's treasury and moved to a villa outside Caen in France in 1986? An answer, please.
I don't know.
Oh, it's Baby Doc. It's Baby Doc Duvalier.
From Haiti.
Yes.
Yes. Very good. And Mina, it's time for you to remove your...
On purpose. It's
fourth item of clothing. What's coming off, Mina? I mean,
everybody gets a rotation of questions. Well, what's coming off here?
She gave you the evil eye.
The bra off.
Oh, she's going to do the bra trick.
She's going to tease us all the way so that all she has is her black dress on.
That's right. She's she really... When Mina disrobes, it is this incredible, like, contortionist drill that she's doing. Are you going up under the long dress to get...
Okay, here we go.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Wait a minute. It's the under the dress.
Oh, okay.
Trick.
Yeah, this bra hold on to.
That's not
nice
her bra.
Bra. Again, look at that.
That's not her bra. There's no way that's her bra.
I can live in my fantasy world, Mike. This bra goes with those panties.
Wow.
Okay, let's see, Chris.
Now, in the event that Chris does not answer this correctly, Mina will win $2,500. And she's giving you the eye. Man, she's working.
She also threatened to chase me down the parking lot and beat me if I win, so.
Oh, dear. No, no violence, Mina.
Same category for him as you had, Mina. What noted attorney won Klaus von Bülow an acquittal in his wife's murder? Now, what would you be saying, Mina? Oh, that's so hard. That's so hard. It's such a hard one.
Was it Alan Dershowitz?
Oh, what a good pull.
It was.
Damn, that was a good pull.
It was.
Wow. And now they are dead even.
Look at the drama.
If only you could see Mina's eyes. Now, Don, now I don't remember because it's been a long time since we've played it.
You
but
loser.
I think this is the way this works.
No.
Both contestants,
Chris?
Both contestants are down to their last item of clothing.
Yeah, that's right.
So in the event that Mina answers incorrectly...
She loses.
She loses.
She loses.
Yes.
He doesn't get a chance to catch up.
Right.
Mina. Mina.
Yeah.
What sitcom starred Gerald McCraney as a Marine?
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
Unbelievable softball.
Of pressure.
I know what it was.
Because we like you.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
No bitching about hard ones here.
It's hard.
That's Mina, hard. Need an answer, darling.
I don't know.
Major
Dad. And with that, Mina, it is time for
Mina.
You to get naked.
Undone by Gerald McCraney.
It came down to Gerald McCraney,
look
a very popular TV show.
Look how mad she is. Well,
and after she gets naked, we're going to congratulate Chris.
Pull that beautiful hair back. Pull that beautiful dress off.
We've all been waiting.
One piece at a time here.
Yes, you take your time, Mina. You take all the time you need.
Whatever you need.
All the year. Oh, now you have November 18th and December 16th over your breasts.
Why is that?
I don't know. Oh.
What is the significance of that?
Those are my next two gigs at the Calvert Tavern in Hyattsville.
Oh, God.
That would be me and Dee Broderick on drums.
Okay. So, you know, when you're naked, you can give a plug.
She can get the plug.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I can only imagine what's written down there. It's incredible.
That's enough said.
All right. Wow. Oh, lovely.
Oh,
bravo.
You know what? And a beautiful garden.
Really, after all this waiting and all the trouble we've gone through.
Nice, and tall leather boots.
You know, she didn't give us the flash. It was the moment of true nudity. Mina, you were a wonderful contestant.
Thank you, Mina.
Thank you very much.
It was very nice meeting you.
Very
really.
Fun.
You're
was
really
great.
Your personality is fantastic. And I'm not saying that like you would say that to a pig.
thank you, Don.
Your personality is really great, and as Joe, what's his name, said, you got a rocking body.
Yeah, well, fantastic. That
Joe
was great.
Who is that loser guy? Joe Millionaire.
Joe Millionaire.
Joe, you met. Well, let's talk now.
Our $2,500 winner, Chris.
Yes. Now, Chris. Please come into the main studio.
Yes, and put some clothes on.
No, I'm so comfortable with Buzz here in my underpants.
No, they said you could go in the way you are.
John said it's okay. Come on in your underpants.
Well, he's slipping on his jeans nevertheless.
I think it's only...
Whose underpants smell worse, Chris's or Katie?
I bet Katie's were wetter.
Wow.
Katie's were very damp.
That was a special moment, wasn't it, Buzz?
Sure was. For everybody, I think.
And I would like...
He was the best actor.
Hey, I put them on my face, put them on my head. They were big enough.
Not Katie. No, you did that with me. Mike, I'm up there, Chris. Not necessary, brother.
Hi, Chris.
Thank you.
Hi there. Chris, we don't need to see that.
On the show. You, I think, really, that the smartest guy won. I mean, Mina's was smart, very, very smart. Yeah. You seem to have a stretch where you were really out of it, but then you got smart again.
So first, congratulations. What are you going to do with $2,500?
I'm probably going to put a large chunk of it in the bank, and I'm also going to London next week, so this actually pays for the trip.
Oh, cool. Wow.
I like that.
Good job.
Very nice. And do you have a theory on the hot dog guy and Mina?
I think they're just good friends.
Oh, really? You don't think that there's anything... untoward going on.
Not in her mind.
Oh, okay. All right.
Not in her mind.
Man, we've been there.
And is there a loved one, perhaps, that you would like to say hello to at this moment?
Actually, I'd like to say hi to my gal pal, Sue. She's out there listening.
Sue's pretty excited. Are you going to London with Sue?
Negative.
Now, how long is this, has Sue been your gal pal, Negatory?
Negative. 2-3 years.
2-3 years?
Negative.
Are you going to London for fun or what?
Just for fun.
Just for fun with a guy or the guys?
My buddy moved out there last year.
Cool.
Homo.
Okay, gotcha.
All right. Well,
why bring the girlfriend when you're going to be in a nice British flat?
It's good that Sue understands.
I saw Notting Hill.
Chris, what do you do? What do you do for a living?
I'm a system administrator
for
a technical firm.
You know, I like it when the biggest nerd wins, man. I really do. He's such a triumph.
He's not a total nerd. He does have a Superman tattoo.
Oh, do you really?
Do you see that?
Oh, look at that.
Oh,
wow.
He's got it right where I found my
superhero
Batman tattoo.
Well, and I mean, really, compared to the other guys.
That doesn't make him a nerd.
Yeah, he's not
Superman
a nerd because he's got a tattoo.
And I have comic books.
You had to feel optimistic when you saw the field of guys. You really did have to think, boy, I got a good chance.
But what about that Mina?
Bill.
Yeah, well, Bill the crackhead, right. But Mina was a buzzsaw. Now, did you find her to be intimidating when she was giving you the... And she really had the death look.
The evil eyes, right?
No. If you've ever met my mom, there's no comparison. My mom's scary.
Oh, really? So you can handle strong-willed women?
Pretty well, yeah.
And did Mina at any time seduce you to say, don't win, and I will take care of you. I will fulfill all your wildest dreams.
No.
She
struck that deal with the wrong guy. She struck that deal with the guy in the hot dog.
She probably thought Cam was the guy, but they had that whole performance thing going together.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm still thinking about Mina's upcoming date. I really am.
I'm still thinking about those underpants.
Mina's or Katie's?
All I know is that my nose is itching.
Okay, so that answers that question.
Probably no connection.
We won't let you know.
From the outside and the inside. I got a burning taste. In the back of my throat, I got a burning taste.
Call hazmat.
Well, Chris, congratulations. For God's sake, go find your clothes and get out of here.
All right.
Thank you. Nice round of applause,
Chris.
Thank you
much.
Thanks. Good job.
Chris, big winner.
That was... the best ever.
Yeah, it was.
That was the best ever strip trivia. We carried it into 2 days, and we
glad
had a good
we rolled
winner.
It over.
Came down to the two smartest people in the room. It was very cool.
Glad we rolled it over. And, and for all of you beach towelers out there that are emailing us with this crap, like, where are the naked pictures on the web? You can't put naked pictures on the web.
Right.
Come on, you tools. What, Kongy? What?
Can any of the losers give a shout out?
Sure.
Oh, okay. Absolutely.
We normally do that.
Of course.
Bring him in.
Of course. Here we go. Here's the hot dog,
here's
man.
Cam. We never really got to the bottom of that relationship with you and Mina, but you're here to say hi to whoever you need to say
hi there. Hi there, hot dog man.
Just want to say it was a pleasure, fellas. If you want to go, www.showmecomedy.com. That's our website. We do stand-up comedy around the area.
Very good.
And it was a pleasure doing this, and I would say shout-out to all my Mikos out there in Germantown. And
okay, thank you.
Fellow employees.
Fellow employees. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Here comes Andrew.
Hey, Andrew.
I just want to thank you guys for having me on the show. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you for coming.
A long time.
Good guys,
Radio God.
Nice having you down here. Thank you very much, Andrew. And Mina, we will not forget you, Mina.
And here she comes.
I just want to say thank you, and I've never heard of you before until day before yesterday, but I'm, you know. And also, I'm glad I gave you the opportunity to look at my breath. I do have these gigs at the Calvert House, and me and, what's his name, at December 2nd. Thanks, Jeannie. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Sunny in Afghanistan. Love
okay,
y'all.
All right, very
bye.
Good.
Bye, Mina.
Cool.
Bye-bye. That's very nice how you mentioned you never heard of us. Thank you.
Buzz, do you still have the red underwear?
I do.
Okay, you'll need to go to the newsroom to get that.
Yes. Oh. She'll have to come to the newsroom to get those.
Go get those from Buzz right now, Katie. Buzz, what have you absconded Katie's underpants?
Yes, I have. God.
Buzz had them down his shirt.
Yeah.
Buzz
here she comes. Thank you, Katie. Let me deposit them.
Oh, now
there you go.
Now look at Buzz Cop in the field.
There. Thank you, Katie.
Because Buzz just put them right down her shirt top.
At her invitation. I never go where I'm not invited. Did Katie want to say goodbye to anybody? Oh, she already did. Okay, that's right. Maybe when she left the first time.
I think she just said goodbye to her favorite person.
I hope she remembers her shoes.
Oh, that's right. She left her shoes
yesterday. She left her shoes overnight. Tell me about it. I made love to them. I made vicious love to her shoes.
We were drawing straws as to who got to take the shoes home.
What a beautiful insight.
Very exciting. Somebody left their socks.
Guys, socks. Throw those away, Buzz.
Buzz is just cleaning up the
new
studio.
Just throw those outside. Let some homeless guy find those.
All right, I will.
Really, there's homeless people walking all up and down Rockville Pike.
Uh-huh. Well, thanks to Leslie, Steve, Melanie, Cam, Mina, Andrew, Jane, Bill, Monica, Chris, and Katie.
Pretty good first opening segment.
Great.
You know, how do you follow that?
Greatest
game. How do you follow
I'm ready
that?
To go home right now.
Why does it appear that you're smelling your finger?
I just don't know.
Why are you acting like you touched something that was like full of plutonium or something?
I don't know. Eager to wash up after that first segment?
All I smell.
Not at all, Buzz.
All I smell is Daisy. Daisy. Fields of
lovely daisies.
Fields of
you can't get daisies to grow real well without fertilizer.
Stop it.
I'm sorry.
Stop it.
I'm very, very sorry.
I was proud to wear those underpants. I was proud to do everything that I do with those underpants.
Well, of course.
Which everybody else did as well, just not as much as me.
I'm Red, the bobblehead. Big Red, the bobblehead.
I'm Red Heine.
And I'm Big Red, the bobblehead.
So how do you follow that up, huh?
I don't know.
Rob,
hot shower.
Are the Bay City Rollers here?
They're up in the Rockstar Suite.
Ah,
they're
very
tearing
good.
Up your office. They just threw your TV out the window.
Do we actually have rockers coming in here?
We do. Wow. We have 70s hard pop rockers.
Oh, come on. I like the Bay City Rollers.
How have they held up?
They look good.
Good.
Now, it's the way...
They talk with an accent.
It's the one original guy.
Right.
Now, do they have a git box or anything?
There's a guitar and, I believe, an acoustic bass.
Okay. Then they're going to be doing some of my favorite Bay City Roller songs.
Mm-hmm. Make sure they mind their mind the speakers.
They're not quite as tall as Mina.
We don't want another head injury. Right. Did they get a chance? Did you give them a chance to smell Katie's panties?
Oh, who, the Bay City Rollers?
Amazingly, Katie will be opening them for them tonight.
With her underpants?
They struck up a deal.
Or will Katie actually be opening for them?
Oh.
Imagine if she just got up on stage and
they're
open.
Bend over and touch your toes.
Or your knees towards your chin.
Right. Here's the pository drill.
That's
oh,
right.
Lord.
Well, we should break because the BCRs are ready.
All right.
Very good.
We'll do this. My guilty pleasure, everybody. Listen, you had
TNA. I liked them, too. I like their songs, too. Sure. This will be fun.
You had TNA. Now we'll have some BCR.
Excellent. Looking forward to it.
Oh, and real fast, the guy that just mentioned one thing that just crossed the wire. Mm-hmm. This is real news. But only news that would be relevant to someone who's listened to this show over the last couple of days.
Okay.
Today, headline, Rockville, Maryland. Montgomery County, Maryland fire officials said a bottle bomb confiscated from a 15-year-old student exploded as a teacher discarded it. No one was hurt in the incident.
Oh, good.
It happened today at the Mark Twain School in the 14,000 block of Avery Road in Rockville.
Well, there it is.
That is
the school for incorrigibles.
That is the retard school that my parents sent my brother to. We talked about it last week.
And as Jim said, not retard, behavior problems.
And there they are in today's local headlines. Right. Thank goodness no one was
crying. Well, there's, I guess, a little good news. Somebody was paying attention in science class.
the Mark Twain School making headlines.
Or spend an extra time in the computer lab. Wow.
The James P. Source Gymnasium.
Let me see that. How about, you know, and thank God nobody was hurt, so now, you know, you can make a little light of it. You see the teacher going, I'll take that. I'm throwing that away. He throws it into a dumpster. Blam. Wow.
A bottle bomb.
A bottle bomb.
Mister, you're in trouble now. Go to the James Source Detention Center. Everything's there is named after my brother.
Wow.
Okay, this is a commercial set. Huh? Grow used to it. It'll be your best friend on the show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What we have now is a completely neurotic population obsessed with security and safety and crime and drugs and cleanliness and hygiene and germs. There's another thing, germs. Where did this sudden fear of germs come from? Have you noticed this? The media, constantly running stories about all the latest infections, salmonella, E. coli, hantavirus, bird flu, and Americans panic easily, so now everybody's running around, scrubbing this and spraying that, and overcooking their food and repeatedly washing their hands, trying to avoid all contact with germs. It's ridiculous, and it goes to ridiculous lengths. In prisons, before they give you a lethal injection, they swab your arm with alcohol. It's true. It's true. It's true. Well, they don't want you to get an infection. And you can see their point. Wouldn't want some guy to go to hell and be sick.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
Here we go. The recipe for indifference. The Don and Mike Show.
I still have Joe trick-or-treating for beer on today's show.
Yes.
Day after Halloween.
Already scoped out his neighborhood.
And also, our emails are exploding. From, let me see, all of the family, all the pickers.
Ah, they're playing. The Bay City Rollers are already playing along to that song.
Hey, hi, Bay City Rollers.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Robbie, can I hear these guys? Can I hear these guys? Are the mics on?
Yeah.
Yeah, we
hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
There we go.
That was setting up there.
Hello.
There they are.
Hey, I'm here.
Hi. Let me see. All the nitpickers are calling. Strip trivia. Peter Criss apparently was the first to leave KISS. Not Ace Frehley. I'm just going by the question.
Well, she said Gene Simmons anyway.
From the 19th.
That was the answer to the question.
Was the first to leave in the 80s, though.
It was in the 80s. And also someone else wrote in and said Little Shop of Horrors was out in 1986, not in 1982.
But it doesn't matter because it's the same. It doesn't affect the question.
The clue was the songs that were in the musical. And
right.
You know, nitpickers just go to hell. You know, seriously.
I agree.
Well, Robbie,
I do, honestly. I'm sick and tired of it myself.
Sick of them.
The movie was out in 86, but the Broadway show was in 86.
Thank you very much. So F them, their families too.
Yeah.
Now. Ian Mitchell, the Bay City Rollers. Hi, Ian. How you doing?
I'm great.
And Joseph Orlando is
just
here.
Just before you start, you guys, I want to let you know I have been listening to you guys for the longest time.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
We didn't know that.
Well, Well, I was around in the days of Dennis and stuff like that.
Dennis Murphy?
Yep.
Oh my God. Well, did you out in California or around here or?
Well, I was living in Las Vegas and I used to get it there all the time.
Okay.
And then I moved to California.
Right.
I moved on to Orange County.
Okay, we're not heard, right?
Yeah, the station was that was carrying it. I couldn't hear it from after that.
Right.
Well, that is very nice to hear.
But I just wanted to know that I was a huge fan.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's wonderful. Thank you, Ian. We appreciate that.
Well, I proudly said to everybody, I am a Bay City Rollers fan. I'll give you just a little background why I like your music.
Thank you.
I was born in 1958. I discovered music around 1968, 1969. I had my father scream at me, don't listen to Jimi Hendrix, don't listen to the Beatles. I ended up with what was on the radio at the time, which was a weird conglomeration of like Inagata Da Vida and Sugar Sugar by the Archies.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, that was a good song.
You know, Tracy by the Cufflinks is out at the same time as Immigration Song by Led Zeppelin. I found that I like the pop music. I like all kinds of music, but I especially like pop, top 40 music.
Today you still like anything that's got like that pop sound to
yeah.
it.
Yeah. I've got all your songs on my iPod, and I was back in radio back then when you guys were really hot. I got into radio when I was 13, so I was playing your records nonstop. And there was a period I got sick of them because they're playing them every hour and a half. But then after a while, I really thought, these are good, goddamn catchy songs. I don't care if you're wearing dresses or kilts, whatever you're wearing.
And I'll just sum my part up. I like you because you're Irish. There we go.
Oh,
That's it.
I was thinking that, actually. It's I thought I got somebody on my slate up there anyway.
How many records did the Bay City Rollers sell in the 70s?
It's estimated around about 120 million.
Wow. And Mike, you had asked me about their hits. What I did was I went to my
iPod. Because you've got that in your brain, and I don't know that right off the
top. I actually mentioned to Mike that you guys are in my iPod when I'm on the treadmill and everything else. The hits that I came up with, Saturday Night, of course.
Right.
Then you got Money Honey.
Uh-huh.
This is my rock and roll love.
You know what's funny? They're actually every hit you're mentioning, they're changing their hand positions on the guitar. They're ready to rock. Hold they're on. Ready to do everything.
I've got requests. Hold on. You've got, of course, that I only want to be with you.
Uh-huh. That's my favorite.
Then you've got kind of a disco one. You made me believe in magic. Mm-hmm. And then you had a ballad. That's the way I feel tonight. I mean, I love these songs.
Well, I mean, when you sell that many records, I mean, and it's it's funny because when you're explaining it, you're saying, you know, I like pop, and it's wrong to like pop, you know, and you hear that's
a stigma that comes.
But you hear that, you know, hey man, you sold out, and you hear that all the time. I mean, isn't the idea for anybody, Ian, that gets into this business? I mean, you want people, the most possible people, to hear what you do, and I've always had a little trouble with people that say, hey, you know, you're too pop. I mean, how do you feel about that when you hear something?
I don't know.
Like,
you know, in the 60s, they said Dylan sold out when he went electric. So, I mean, you know, how far can you take? I mean, you got to take your career as far as it goes, you know?
Right.
And you're always going to get the naysayers. And mm-hmm. just as you said, you know, right there and then, you're going to get the nitpickers going, you know, I'll get off the bus. I don't care. You know what I mean?
I remember, really, I was working at WOKY in Milwaukee. I was the music director. And the guy from Arista Records came in when you had I Only Want to Be With You.
All right, yeah.
And so the guy comes in and he says, you know, back in the day, they've all got the shiny clothes and the big shiny disco jackets. And they're like,
it was probably Mike Kleffner.
It could have been. I know the name. Came in and said, this is going to be their biggest record, bigger than Saturday Night, bigger than anything. And it was one of those things where you got it. And as soon as the record started, it was with the drum beat, boom, boom. Boom, 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 boom. I said, yeah, all right. You know, I'm gay for the Bay City Rollers. Put it on the radio.
What years are we talking about with the Pinnacle? What were the years where you...
Summer of 75? Fall of 75?
End of 75, 76, part of 77.
Yeah, it was a good run.
Yeah, it was a pretty good one. Yeah,
very cool.
It was a good one. If you wouldn't mind, how'd you get this cherry gig? What are you guys doing playing at Jam and Java
in Vienna
on Maple Avenue East in Vienna, VA.
Cool.
Tonight at 8:00.
That's right. Doors open at 7:00.
All right. Very good.
You playing at Coffee House?
Well, it's not actually a coffee house. It's more like a community house. Is it really? Yeah. It's
okay.
It's a really, really nice place. You know, it's.
Have you played there before?
I mean, the Spinal Tap. We're playing to a more select audience.
The truth is, if you didn't come by today, I'd probably be there tonight anyway to see you. So, good luck on that. That's tonight at 8:00. We'll have ticket info. Would you please, God, can I pick anyone to start with?
Okay, you can pick anyone. It depends, but a lot of them don't work on acoustic. But I'll tell you what. What the hell? We'll give it a shot.
Okay. Well, then you can start with the slow one.
Okay.
Start with The Way I Feel Tonight.
Sure.
That's no problem. This is a great ballad by the Bay City Rollers. This was like, I want to say like 77.
Okay.
Yeah.
Graduated high school.
77.
The Bay City Rollers.
Let me see you in the glow. In the firelight, you are shining. Though it's much too soon to know, if it's the love I feel will grow. Let's take tonight to start our finding. Cause the way I feel tonight, everything will be alright. And I will keep your candle burning. Yes, the way I feel tonight, everything will be alright. And the way I feel tonight, I love you.
Come on. I love that song.
That's that is a great melody. That is a great song.
That was my wedding song when I got married.
Now, is it how tough is it when you're taking the mega hits you have, which are not acoustic songs, and reworking them? Is that hard to do?
No, it's a lot easier because I play them the way I think they should have sounded in the first place.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, I really do, honestly. I mean, the Bay City Rollers were basically power pop. It's just we were never allowed to, like, extend it to that sort of situation. We were actually more like the Babies than the Babies were. You know?
How controlled? You always hear about artists that come on in that era of music. You hear about the controls that are put on them, where you have, even the Beatles, where you've got a producer that's going to say, don't do this, don't do this. When you guys got hot, when you became stars and you started selling your records, did a lot of people wanted to stay that particular way, to have that Bay City Rollers sound and say, oh, don't try this.
Well, they had kind of a signature sound, though.
They did definitely have a signature sound.
Yeah, I don't think any members of the band wanted to change the sound as such. I think that the material content was under question at the time, and I don't think the band was allowed to expand songwriting wise as much as we wanted to, even though many other people in the business would tell you different. We were not allowed to expand.
Well, the record company, from their standpoint, they said, we got a hit machine here.
Right. Yeah. These guys
put out a hit record every 4 months.
And like anybody in the 70s, I always have to ask this question. Are all the members of the band still alive? The original band still alive?
Everybody's still alive.
Nobody,
yes.
Like, jumped off a cliff, jumped into a pool, broke their neck, OD'd, or anything like that?
We're all kicking it. We're all kicking it.
Very
it's
good.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know.
All right, so I have another song. Now, let's see if you can handle...
You Made Me Believe in Magic. Okay, well, that's a little bit of a different one. We don't have the bass with this, but... I'll tell you what, we can just try it from the...
How about just the hook? Just the hook. Just give me the hook on that one.
Because I remember, I don't know if you can do it or not, because it's like, it is very produced. Saturday night, I mean, you don't do that, do you?
Yeah,
can you do that acoustically?
We can try it, yeah.
I'd love to hear how it sounds.
I'm going to keep on dancing to the rock and roll on Saturday night. Saturday night.
Yeah, yeah.
Dancing to the rhythm with a heart and soul. I get that. Saturday night. Gotta go Saturday night, going to rock it up, roll it up, do it all.
kicked some ass.
Yeah. You've never finished a show with that one, have you?
Yeah,
right, I'm sure.
Good night.
Okay.
So you were like six, right, when the band was popular? I mean, looking at you and listening to you, you don't look like, you know, the road has been very rough for you. It looks like
you
held up very well.
Oh, thank you.
Is it true that when they were coming up with the band's name, this is something that's been passed down in DJ folklore, that someone in the band or someone at the record company got a map of the United States to put a finger on a city, and it was Bay City, Michigan. Is that true or false?
It's kind of true. It was a map of the states, and it was a pin, actually, that the drummer, Derek, what he did was they put the map, and they were looking for an American-sounding name, and, you know, there was, like, the Detroit Spinners, so they were looking for a city, and it happened to land on Bay City. However, right beside Bay City was the lake, and in white letters down beside it was Rollers, which we later found out was because of the waves.
You guys had to be so high when that happened.
We are going to pick the name of our band now. Someone into the map.
It says Rollers right under it.
All right, Ian, please.
Yeah, but you got good gear back then. So.
I only want to be with you. Great remake. These guys did a great remake of a 60s song. Bay City Rollers.
I don't know what it is that makes me love you so. I only know I never want to let you go. Cause you started something, can't you see? That ever since we met you had this hold on me. It's crazy, but it's true. If I cared to dance, I fell into your open arms, man. I didn't stand a chance.
So listen, honey,
I just wanna be beside you everywhere. As long as we're the one on the chair. Cause you started something, can't you see? That ever since we met, you had this hold on me. It's crazy, but it's true.
I would go for another round if you wanted to.
No, I mean, you know, seriously, he is going to ask to perform with you. He really is.
No need, Mike.
Do you think you want to do that? I'm getting the same vibe that when you perform with the Grassroots.
No, I'm doing it here now. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
He stalked them also. Yeah. Yes. Get used to that. Absolutely.
Excuse me for being a fan. Remember, you can't spell fanatic without
fan. Absolutely. You know, this might be a weird question for you because, I mean, well, how old were you when, in the 70s? I mean, because you're not an old guy. You're not doddering or anything like that.
Oh, no.
You guys were kids when the band became...
I was 17.
17 years old. What would you, is there anything in that run, that relatively short period of time when you guys were selling all those records that jumps out in your mind where you guys are like, my God, this is absolutely the most incredible thing that's ever happened? I mean, it can either be meeting somebody, you know, meeting someone famous or just the way people responded to you.
No, I think probably, I think the best one was Nathan Phillips Square in Toronto, and which if you get the album Dedication, you can see a picture from it, but... there was 65,000 kids showed up there at Nathan Phillips Square. Now, this wasn't for a concert. This was just for...
To see it,
you know?
Wow.
All we did was we just walked on stage and waved. And, I mean, the place just went crazy.
And you're 17, isn't
and
it?
And I thought, like, yeah, okay, right. I've done it.
All right. Give me the link. I'll walk across that, too.
I know a lot of people probably would want to know without knowing the bottom line figure, but you sell 100 million records. You guys are hot as crap in the 70s. Did you make... a lot of money on the records that you sold? Did the record company get more? And, you know, did you make enough that you can do okay, that you can just have fun now playing your song.
Or did all the profits go to a lovely added bathroom in Clive Davis's mansion? I've added on another gold bathroom. Thank you, Whitney. That's it. I'm sorry. Didn't mean to debut my Clive Davis impression here on the show.
He is wonderful little American Idol.
Thank you, Simon.
Listen, trust me, for my 18th birthday, Clive gave me a signed autograph of a book of his autobiography.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, I mean,
an incredibly generous man.
No, yeah. Whitney got a house, I got a book.
But did he make a lot of money?
No, you know something? There were so many. Back then, you got to remember, contracts were very loose. We were all kids. Well, hundreds of people with their fingers in the pie, and the money went.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I mean,
and there was some money that was recovered, nowhere near.
That's a common. That's a common tale. So then, I guess the follow up would be: is it? Of course, it's worth it to you because it's been your life, and you, and obviously you've got retards like me who are really affected by your music. I love your music. Can you look back now and say, you know, we sold 100 million records.
120 million.
120 million records. That's a lot of freaking albums. I mean, even if you don't have a stack full of cash, can you sit back in your house and just work it and go, oh God, 100? You know, I mean, sit down and just pleasure yourself and say, 120 million albums. You know,
I do that quite frequently. You know,
but 300 million people in America. That means if they, you know, one out of every two people in America, in theory, bought your album.
You know, but I'll tell you what, there's one thing, and I've got to be very honest with you. If you honestly thought about that amount of money that you didn't get, you would drive yourself crazy.
Yeah, but
that, okay?
But,
you know, I don't think about it because I've never had it.
That's what I'm saying, though.
Think about it.
Not about the money, but isn't it incredible to think, because people think of the biggest bands of all time. You got the Stones, the Beatles, Led Zeppelin, all the bands that we mentioned. You say the Bay City Rollers sold 100 million records.
Yeah.
People would go, I don't believe it. But you know it's true.
Yeah.
What I meant is, how much pride do you get from that? I mean, if it's not about the money, because everybody had a finger in the pie, how great is it to sit back at the end of the day and say, we sold over 100 million records?
I just go, well, that's what I set out to do, and I guess I was part of it.
Daddy, you guys, you were all like in your teens when the band. How were you guys? I mean, discovered. How did they find it? You're from Northern Ireland. The rest of the band from that area too, or
no? They're from Edinburgh. The band was founded by two brothers, Eric and Alan Longmuir.
Mm-hmm.
And the band is, you know, obviously had subsequent changes throughout the years. They originally started off as the Saxons.
Mm-hmm.
Then they were picked up by a guy called Tom Payton, who started managing them. He got a guy called Dick Leahy from Bell Records, which was then to be taken over by Arista.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So Clive and his new bathroom got in there.
You've got to sign these guys. I mean, you got to give the guy credit. He's got a good ear.
I tell you what, Clive was really good at me. Because Saturday Night had already been released in the UK, and it was a flop.
Mm-hmm.
But and I don't actually think Clive was really all that interested in the band. You know, initially, I don't think he was, but he gave the band a hit. So, you know, kudos to Clive on that one.
Okay.
You know?
And it worked out okay. It worked out okay for him, like Mike said. I'm sure he got more than one bathroom fixture.
Yes, I remember the Bay City Rollers.
I like that. That's a good
great. Thanks so much. Ian, pay me in cash.
If I could ask for one more, because you're giving me the hurry-up sign, would you rather do Money Honey or Rock and Roll Love Letter?
They're both hard to play an acoustic. What do you think, Joe?
Probably
Money Honey.
Money Honey.
We've got a little bit of a different intro to that. Can we do that?
And we should mention Joseph Orlando is here with you also.
Yeah.
Hi, Joseph. How are you?
Hi, Joe.
Hello, how are you?
Joe is my musical director. He directs me on stage and off of it. And
very good.
Did you know this was the song that Patty Hearst sang while she was robbing the bank?
Oh, really? For the Symbionese Liberation Army.
Yes.
Money Honey.
I remember that.
Then I do the big leg thing, you know, and I'll let you show them again.
There we go. See, this works acoustically. Yeah.
turn your head now. Money can get you into bed now. Money, honey, can you get more than you get now?
This is goddamn good.
Money, honey, you ain't got no respect. Snide like a box, yet just to see what you can get. Money, honey, get your breakfast in bed. Money, honey, oh, you drive me up my head. Living,
living
like a princess with a frown. I can't afford to cry. Money, 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 money.
Money.
Honey, honey, honey. Go, come on, don't bring me down.
Okay. All right. Ian. Yeah. Both Ian and Joe. Really, really love that. Love the music of the Bay City Rollers.
And you guys
really
going to be at Jam and Java in Vienna tonight?
We certainly will be.
Very, very good.
8 o'clock tonight.
Doors open at 7.
Info, 703-255-1566. Info on our website. Ian, let me shake your hand. I really am a huge fan of the Bay City Rollers.
Likewise. I've been a fan of you guys.
Thank you, Ian. Thanks for coming in. Joseph, thank you very much.
Same with you, Joe. Thank you very much for coming
by. You guys sounded fantastic. It was a pleasure.
Great of you. Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to sing with you.
You just can't help yourself.
Because the way I feel tonight, everything will be all right.
Like, oh, DJs.
I'll see you later, man. You can sing it.
Thank you, Ian.
Okay, thanks, Ian.
We're all very frustrated musicians. That's what we are. Oh, man. You know what? God. How many years ago was... I mean, the guy was great. Well, he's 17.
He's a fag.
Okay, I'll take all the he's a fag calls that you want.
No, you know what? I liked it.
That was pretty tight.
I did not, you know, you brought these guys in here. I remembered the hits, and you know what? They played the hits. There is nothing that I've told people this. There's nothing more fun. We don't do it nearly enough than having guys come in that have had hit records and play them, whether it's acoustic or whatever. When you have the artists come in here and play them in the studio, it's the most fun. And, you know, not with a big studio, not with a big production number, just two microphones, and they just hang in there and play. And, you know, the guy's loving life. It's obvious.
Oh, the way I feel tonight, everything will be all right.
You know, when you do it that way, you're on key. You know, it's actually, I don't want to say spot on, but it's pretty damn good. You just keep it in that upper register, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, the way I feel tonight.
Don't sing to me.
Encourage them.
Mike, everything will be all right.
I don't know which is worse, that or the red panties. I don't remember.
They sing real nice, but what's with that outrageous fake accent? What are you doing?
I love that accent. That's the greatest accent in the world, Rob.
You made me believe in magic.
Okay.
You know that I
put
can
on a TK Tom Kent right now.
Truly
I'm putting a notebook up in front of my face.
No, come on, look at me while I'm singing.
I don't want to.
All right.
You're I don't want to.
Look at me.
But.
Well, the way I feel tonight, everything will be all right.
I don't know why that makes me squirm.
Because I'm a great singer.
Now here's the way it sounded when it was released back in the 70s.
Everything I like. Overcompressed, overmodulated, power drums, just big and loud. Pretty distinctive voice on Ian, huh?
Oh, absolutely. And a voice that's been well taken care of over the years also. That last one that they did, that was the one where you really got the feel for who we were having here in the studio.
Bay City Rollers.
That was fun.
I agree.
Very good. That was a hell of a lot more fun than I thought it would be.
How'd you luck into that, Kong?
They chased me. They chased
you.
Oh, that's cool. I like it when they bring their guitars or their keyboards.
All right, so go see them tonight at, oh my gosh. You know, I thought it was bad when the grassroots were the craft.
Are you going to go?
Why? I just got my own personal concert.
Yeah, but here there's no coffee.
He already made.
And, Jam and Java. They'll be there tonight.
Very good.
Ian Mitchell and...
Hell of a nice guy.
And your Bay City Rollers. Now,
And Joseph thing. Orlando, thank you to him, too.
Hey, Joe Ardinger. Joe.
Joe.
Joe, get out of here.
Yeah, it's time to do it.
You want to see my costume?
Oh, you know, he likes to come
put
in.
Put it on real fast, Joe.
Okay.
Real like fast, please.
But I have no idea what he's going to be this year.
Is it going to be a beer keg?
Oh, a beer keg, that's right.
Hello, Donovan.
Hey, we shouldn't know in advance.
Hey, what's up? This has nothing to do with what you guys were going about. I called the other day about the Mark Twain school. Hey, and one thing I did leave out, though, if you do act good, you get to go back to your home school. So I'm pretty sure that kid's not going to go back to his home school.
Yeah, but if you listen to Don's brother the other day, that school was a blast.
Bye-bye.
So to speak. No, sorry about that.
I missed that. No, like I said...
He enjoyed it. Didn't he say it was a good school? You got to eat, like, drink chocolate milk?
No. Yeah.
And donuts.
Graham crackers.
Yeah. There he is.
Here he is.
There he is.
Joe in his beer keg outfit.
As a keg.
Hi, Joe.
God.
Okay, now...
How many house fries are you going to terrorize?
As far as this thing goes, it's maybe his best costume, because...
It's his most appropriate costume.
It is a big, gigantic, body-shaped beer keg, and on the top, he has... What's that nozzle thing called, Mike?
That's the...
tap.
The pump. The tap.
He's got that on top of his head.
Right. He does look like a beer keg. He's got the little extension that you would
almost
have
like
on a keg.
Almost looks like a German soldier helmet on top of his head.
And speaking of the Bay City Rollers, I was going to those kind of parties when they were making their music.
Oh, keg parties.
Keg parties. Did you have keg parties where, you know, in your part of the world? Where I mean, that's everywhere, right?
No.
You didn't do keg parties?
No, never.
Did you do keg parties, Joe?
Oh, yeah.
Rob?
Yeah,
but I never went to college or anything like that.
I didn't go to college.
Rob.
But I was hanging out with grown-ups.
You.
Rob.
Come on, Rob. Rob looked, a keg party.
Rob pursed his lips and looked up at you.
I used to keep a keg in my house, just in case. Both sides.
I never find. You know, seriously, we go down by the river, and you know, this is mostly when we were seniors, because you know you couldn't get them unless you were 18.
Right.
And we go down by the wink, wink, and we went down by the river near the tobacco fields, and we'd do that. It was a lot of fun.
Well, Joe is a keg this year, and the deal is.
What, Joe?
You can put a beverage in the top.
Oh, yes.
And pour it.
Oh, so you can actually pour a beverage in the top of your head.
Have you cleaned it? Has it been sanitized?
No,
I would.
And it comes out the little push. What do you call that thing?
The spigot.
The spigot. Thank you, Mike.
And it's you know, you get a little salmonella coming through there.
All right. So Joe, the deal is that Joe will be out in a suburban neighborhood. It's going to be going on 4:45 when we get him on the air here on the East Coast. It'll be light for about another hour.
Yes, that is a significant fact.
He is going to be going door-to-door on his cell phone in a residential area.
Good.
With his wagon. Now, you have your wagon, right?
Right.
Right, got your wagon. And in theory, Joe will be trick-or-treating for beer.
Right.
Or beer.
The only hitch, of course, is it is the day after Halloween, and we will have to see how people respond. There's enough problems.
It could be an added bonus.
You never know. You never know. You know, and the whole thing that you're the beer keg, you've forgotten it was Halloween.
I was in jail.
Get out of here. Go get your automobile, and we'll talk to you after the commercial.
Here we go. Oh, I always think about this bit, and I love it. I really do. When he does this, I just hope. I hope it never ends in gunfire.
Time for some trick or beer. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don.
Yes, and Mike. Hi.
Hi. Listen, that wasn't Ian singing in the 70s. It was Les McKeon. Money Honey's not Ian singing back in the 70s.
Okay, here's another one of the very nitpickers.
This is what we were talking about before.
I did, in fact, know that it would embarrass him to say that to him.
Oh, I'm so... Well, can I apologize?
Well, I don't know. Can your mom apologize? I mean, it's a little late for apologies now.
Well, hold on a second.
I'm sorry.
If she was going to apologize, we'd have to find her. In order to find her, you'd have to tell us where she lives.
She lives in West Horrington.
Okay. All right. You know what? You're going to pass. You get a pass. Because Ian was in the actual Bay City Rollers.
Right.
Tell by his voice, and he's right. Mm-hmm. The other guy sang. But there's all kinds of creepy stories about the other guy that I didn't feel comfortable bringing up right now. Go ahead, do your own Google search about creepy stuff that happened to other members of the Bay City Rollers.
Okay, very good.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, okay.
Hey, does it look like that Joe might be wearing a penis pump on his head?
Similar
to that.
It's very close to the Austin Powers thing that he couldn't get through custom.
You saw the same costume last night, didn't you?
I saw it on Saturday night and was a little disturbed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
But hey, you know what? The neat thing is that next year Joe can actually go as a penis pump.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Why?
Just, you know, to keep the costume.
Well, I mean, hold on a second, but we'd have to get him a penis suit then.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, just, you know, it's just an idea. I was thinking
we would just. So what you're saying is we would just keep the top.
Yeah.
That's the.
You could just have Joe go as, you know,
part.
I mean, it's just another idea for something unusual.
Or we could just write penis on his forehead.
And, you know, and then when he gets to the house, you know, the phone call goes like this. You know, law enforcement, there's a penis on my front stoop.
Come on in my suit.
What, your penis pump suit? Hello, Don and Mike show.
We'll take it in.
Hello.
Hey, were they wearing their tennis shoes?
You know, he did have sneakers on.
He did.
Yeah, that
he
was...
they look like Keds.
Yeah, that was one of the Bay
Chuck
City Rollers trademarks.
Chuck Taylor's is what they look like, right?
Yes, sir. You got it.
And who was Chuck Taylor, anyway?
He was the mother Chuck. Yeah, I think he was like, he was Mr. Basketball back in the day.
Was he really?
His real name was Charles.
Mike?
Hello, yes,
Don,
I'm here.
Don and Mike show.
He was
born. Hello, guys. Mike, hey, listen, you mentioned the tobacco fields in Connecticut. You went to Glass there, right?
Yes.
Did you ever go to Portland Quarries?
I never went down to the Portland Quarries, but the day camp that I drove a school bus for was in Portland. Was just out to, oh, no, it was in Portland, Connecticut. And you remember
right.
And they had a drive-in theater. They had a drive-in.
They did.
Very, very briefly. This is the one story about Portland, Maine. I'm sorry, Portland, Connecticut.
Do you ever go out to the Rusty Nail? Do you ever go to the Rusty
Nail? Yes, I did. Yes, I did. As a matter of fact, that's the first place I ever got into. And
all
right, hold on. Let me tell this story. We're coming back from a hockey game in Middletown, Connecticut. We're driving by Portland, Connecticut's drive-in theater.
Yeah.
And this is back in the day.
Yeah.
And we got a kid, a midget, like 13, 14-year-old hockey players in the back of the station wagon. There are like six of us back there. And my mom and dad are driving up front, and there is a porno on the drive-in.
On the screen that you can see as you're driving by, right?
Well, you could see just little clips, and we just went out of our minds because we'd go by this big pine tree, and then you'd see porno, pine tree, porno, pine tree, porno. We're like, funny. And you know, even my old man, who was just as straight-laced, and he couldn't help but laugh. Not at the fact that, you know, it's like, oh, God, shut up. You guys shut up back there. And he started laughing because we're like, it's a dirty movie. But we didn't say porno because I don't think,
you know.
You
didn't know it back then.
We didn't know the name porno. We said, they're naked. They're naked. And like one of the kids, you know, the goalie, I think, pointed it out. It was amazing.
And what was great about that phenomenon,
Portland drive-in.
I was never able to experience that, but I heard about it as well.
Right.
You know, drive-in theaters, they don't have them anymore. Obviously, you would sit in your car and watch a movie.
Right.
And what Mike is saying is true. You could drive by. I mean, I saw it plenty of times, not with pornos.
Right.
You would just be driving by on Route 50.
Right.
And you could actually watch Jaws. Yeah, right. Okay. Like the movie Jaws back in 1976. You could actually sit in your car on the side of the road. Now, you could hear it.
No,
but you could watch it.
Now, this thing could have been really just a nude scene in a regular movie, but we said, man, porno.
No, but they did show, and that is
they showed pornos in drive-ins, too.
That's an amazing phenomenon. Yeah. They did show pornos, which, you know, was like, think about it now.
Yeah.
Just a petri dish for every loser.
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
I mean,
we had the Berlin drive-in in my town. I mean, outside of in Connecticut, there was the Berlin drive-in. But the Portland drive-in was not known for this. I think we might have been seeing
porno
hard
drive-in.
R. You know, but we caught it right at the absolute. And you remember R-rated movies back then
used to be
worse than they are now.
Amen, brother.
I should say better than they are now.
Right. Amen. All right, well, we got a break because Joe's out. Joe's out, and has he already selected the neighborhood?
He has selected a upper crusty and a lower crusty, and he's going to start upper crusty.
Okay. Oh, upper crusty, I'm looking forward to.
He starts upper crusty.
Yeah.
With Joe.
Good stuff.
Trick or beer, be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You're rude.
Wow, you're like a detective or something.
And you're smart. And you're funny. But you are bitter. And you're lonely. So you treat everyone around like they're idiots. Trying to get away with it. Because you're Cain.
Please stop. It's hard to write through the haze of bitter tears.
But you're not actually getting away with it. Last nurse you made fun of, she probably slipped some crap into your coffee.
Yeah. I asked for decrapinated coffee.
Truth be
like jerks. You get treated like a jerk.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Just
got to stop, didn't it?
Wasn't nice.
Very nice.
Wasn't nice.
How do you handle a hungry man with the Don and Mike Show?
Very nice.
A lot of that on Halloween. A lot of Borat on Halloween.
When
is that movie coming out? Because I'm dying to see it.
Is it Friday? What?
I thought it was open already.
No, it's Friday.
Please. No, it's either this Friday or next Friday, right?
Please see it or I'd be executed.
It's this Friday, but the weird thing is I think Paramount is distributing it.
Right.
They cut down from 2,100 screens to 800.
Very nice.
Why?
That was the exact same sound. That was genuine things that really concern us. Aren't we pathetic?
Like DJs.
I think it's because they're afraid it might not live up to its hype. I can't see how it wouldn't.
Well, I mean, with a movie like that, sometimes you do get all the good stuff in the trailers.
Here's also a problem. Reference, please, Snakes on a Plane.
Yeah.
And I was a big believer in that, too.
Yeah.
That all of the talk and all of the hype for it was going to make it the cult flick of the summer.
Right. You know, normally, no matter how funny a character is in a movie, every movie, I mean, I don't care how dumb they are, they have to have some sort of framework. And if it doesn't have anything like that, it might suck.
Kazakhstan is now a very similar place to USA. For example, we are now equal society. Women are now allowed to travel on inside of bus. Homosexuals no longer have to wear blue hats. And we are very nice places. Please visit us.
I love it. I never see the guy where I don't laugh out loud. I think he's fantastic.
You know, he's the Ali G guy. And the thing is, he's like Pee Wee Herman in this respect. When he puts on the outfit, which is a cheesy outfit,
right?
He really just commits to it.
Totally.
1,000%.
Yep. Did you see him on Letterman?
Yeah, I TiVo'd that and watched it this morning, as a matter of fact.
Oh, my God, when he says that he likes to make movies of women making toilets.
That is.
And Letterman is just the perfect foil for him.
And they deleted out when he said vagina, and also they deleted out when he said, because it's when two men like to boom, boom, boom in the a-hole.
You see, when he said, when I bought my wife.
Oh,
and then she turns 14 3 years later.
I am looking for a new wife now. So I'm looking for a wife with yellow hair, and you can be in the same red dress as my dead wife.
Very nice.
So they're getting nervous about it.
It
then.
Seems that. I do know about that outfit, that purple suit he wears.
Yeah.
It's the same one that he wore even in the Ali G show, and he's never laundered it.
I am looking very
much
for a new wife.
Hold on, I found the clip Mike was just talking about here. Here we go.
I am looking much for a new wife.
Oh, this is good.
Is there anybody here or out in there? I look yellow hairs, my preference. If you have some plow experience.
Wow.
Preference, little or no history of retardation. If you come to Kazakhstan, I will give them two shoes and a red dress, which I will remove from corpse of my dead wife.
I see. Well, that'd be hard to pass up a deal like that.
Yeah.
That is the perfect talk show for him to go on, too.
Two movies I really want to see, Borat, and as I mentioned, the new Will Ferrell one,
right.
Where Emma Thompson is in his head.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see. Yeah. Hope that Borat really lives up to it. You say Friday, Head?
I think it opens Friday, yeah. It
opens Friday.
So it's weird that I don't know why they cut down the screens on it. That's kind of.
And I understand he has a sequel deal now.
The next movie has
a gay character.
Yeah, it's Bruno. If you watched him on HBO, the gay Austrian fashion.
Oh, that guy.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, he's good.
Yeah. He's very, very good.
Oh, listen, you got the Joe music. I forgot we've got Joe out in the field right now.
Yeah.
And we're losing daylight.
Pouring trick or beer.
Nothing's not scary enough in the daylight.
Although he can do it either way. He can do it like in twilight as well.
He can do it in the dark.
Well,
he's got a silver, you know, keg. I mean, he'll be easy to spot.
Eventually he will be doing it in the dark. Because it's going to get dark like in 15 minutes, right?
It's going to be fun.
All right, let me call this cell.
Of course, always fun just to the many intricacies of speaking with Joe.
Well, does he know his parameters for this bit?
I hope so.
He's a big one on parameters.
He should by now. He's done it. This is like his fifth year.
Hello?
Now look, Joe, are you in an upscale neighborhood in Maryland?
Yes, I am.
And you're wearing your beer suit? Do you have your wagon behind you to carry all the beer that you're going to get for Trick or Beer 06?
Hold on. I'm all set.
What were you checking, Joe?
This thing has wires, and I was getting them as round as possible.
His suit.
Oh, it has
like,
wires.
His suit has wires so that the thing can fill with air. Is that it? And also, junk can come out the top of it. Is that?
It's got
wires. Okay.
It's got a wire frame, and so they bend, and then I'm not perfectly round like a keg.
Right. All right. Now, how would you describe this neighborhood you're in? Beyond upscale, is it stately mansions, Joe? What are you doing?
Now, these are, for Rockville, I call them middle class, but they have two-car garages.
Excellent.
SUVs, higher-end cars and stuff.
All right, well, let's get right to it, Joe, again.
Yeah, man.
Go to the first house, and again, it's, hi, I'm Joe, Trick or Beer.
Right.
And then we'll just see what happens.
Does the house have any decor, any Halloween decor?
I found a row of houses, a good solid street that have, decorations and some cars out front. So, and it looks like people are getting home from work and everything.
Good. Very good.
And always
good talking to Joe the day after Halloween.
The older he gets, the more he starts to sound like Paris Hilton.
Here he is. Joe in action.
Stand by for hilarity.
Decorations are hot.
I'm for Trick or Beer.
Trick or Beer.
Starring Joe.
I'm Joe.
Dressed as a beer keg.
It's Cornerstone Bed.
Here we go. Hi, I'm Joe, Trick or Beer.
No, I'm rental cleaner, too.
Oh, you're the house cleaner here?
Oh, dear.
Okay. Happy Halloween from the Don and Mike Show.
Well, you are in an upscale neighborhood. You got the maid.
Yes, I did.
Now you could. Well, just for future reference, Joe, you can ask a housekeeper for a beer.
Just say Feliz Navidad or something like that.
Or ask if her master is available.
Rob.
She sounded a little like Borat.
Borat.
All right.
She said, I have cleaner here.
What is the next home you're going to?
We are 0-1.
Okay, we're at the next house. It has lots of decorations in front of it. Some lights that aren't on. There's the knock.
Okay, here we go.
There's people blowing their leaves and stuff. The neighborhood is active, so let's see.
Are people looking at you, Joe?
Not yet. I don't think anybody notices. Here's a woman walking down the street. Oh, Trick or Beer, I'm Joe from the Don and Mike Show.
May I have a beer, please?
May I have a beer, please?
Thank you.
Yes. Trick or Beer. As you can see, I'm dressed in a lovely keg costume.
As you can plainly see.
I'm not sure who you are.
Remember, we go for options, Joe.
How about some cheese?
There we go.
Okay. Happy Halloween.
Ask her if she has any kitty litter.
She just closed the door in my face.
Oh, see?
0-2.
That could be the magic of the day after Halloween.
Yes. 0-2.
You know, people have that little Halloween hangover.
Yeah. She said, I'm not sure who you are or what you're doing here.
Well, it's obvious you are a trick-or-treater.
And, Joe, it's trick-or-treat for beer. I think people don't understand trick-or-beer.
Yeah, maybe
say,
so.
Trick-or-treat, may I have a beer?
No, trick-or-treat for beer. And then follow it up with saying, may I have a beer, please?
It might be easier to say, trick or treat, may I have a beer?
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Let's see, we've got...
I heard the doorbell.
I heard that. Could you ring the bell again?
I'll try it. If they have a bell, I ring it, and then I
thought maybe it was in the music. I thought I just heard a ding-dong, too.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm coming up the door right now.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's in the music.
Song has bells in it.
I'm sorry.
Okay, this house has, like, 5 pumpkins and a skull and crossbones.
Does anyone really need 5?
And
maybe a 1 for every youngster mine.
Well, perhaps I've got a large family.
Let's see.
Stand by
what
for
happened?
Hilarity.
Here we go. We stop saying stand by for hilarity.
Trick or Treat for Beer is a copyrighted feature.
Along with Hong for Cat.
Anyone appear to be home?
Yeah, they do appear to be home. Nobody's answering. There's a worker's truck out front.
All right, we'll give it some time.
He's pounding on the door.
That's what he should do.
24 canaries.
Oh, goodness, that means you would have Tim.
Nothing, Joe?
Nobody's answering.
Right, go to the next house. Run. Run like the beer keg that you are.
Roll right, if you have to. It's about this time the neighbors start to communicate among themselves.
Phone tree.
The phone tree is activated.
Dial 911! Dial 911!
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
Call Chris Hansen!
When that big truck with the butterfly net arrives.
Here we go. Next house. Hold on.
Is this one decorated, Joe?
No, this one's not, but it's got several cars, BMW and things like that.
Oh, okay.
It's got a, it's actually got a little mobile home in the front.
He might have found the meth lab.
Perhaps.
I think if you got a, if you got a BMW
and a mobile home in the front yard.
Home. Yeah.
And an SUV.
Maybe you should knock on the mobile home.
Trick or treat for meth. I got a trick or treat for meth.
Ask for some Sudafed.
Any life?
No lights, no nothing.
Oh, go to the next house, please, Joe.
I'm going.
He scoped it out.
He's got nothing.
So far, what do we have? Are we 0 for 2?
We're 0 for 100.
Well, but I mean, as far as he has made contact with at least two or three people.
No, yeah, he made contact with the housekeeper.
And a lady
who slammed the door in his face.
Right.
I'm sorry. Yes, he's 0 for 1.
0 for 100.
This door is open. Oh.
What happened?
It's got a little dog.
I hear the dog going right, there.
Now we go.
Hi. I'm Joe. Trick or beer. May I have a beer, please?
Trick or treat.
Follows instructions, doesn't he?
Trick or beer. May I have a beer, please?
No. Trick or treat. May I have a beer, please? Oh,
trick or treat. May I have a beer, please? Happy Halloween from the Don and Mike Show. He just shut the door in my face.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, trick or beer, and then you're fumbling all over it. Are you scaring people, Joe?
Well, we'll find out when the cops roll up.
This is why I love sending him out.
Yeah.
It's really theater.
It's always, you never know what's going to happen.
Theater of the mindless.
Right.
Now, at the next house, Joe.
Joe is dressed as a keg going house to house.
At the next house, and we know it's the day after Halloween, which makes it even in theory, which is what this entire segment has been in theory, makes it funny. Say, trick or treat, may I have
a beer, please?
Bingo! That's my boy.
Bingo, baby.
Come on now.
Well, okay.
Maybe he needs an accent.
Maybe all he right. needs a little of what he's trick-or-treating for.
Yeah, maybe.
Here's a house with decorations. Another one. And it's got lights on. And it's got a Honda out in front. A Honda,
focusing on the cars. He's having a little distraction today.
Well, he is. He's categorizing people by the car.
Yeah.
We try to figure out if they're going to be there, what type of people they
he's
are.
In the cars.
Good luck, Corky.
Here we go.
Come on, big buck.
Ding dong.
Be nice and friendly like Joe. Maybe you won't scare him.
Come on, Joe. Remember, trick or treat, may I have a beer, please?
Gotcha. Trick or treat, may I have a beer, please?
Good boy.
No?
Trick or treat, may I have a beer, please?
Why don't you identify yourself?
My name is Joe. What's yours?
Say, Joe, repeat after us now. Joe, say, I know I'm a day late.
I know I'm a day late.
Is there anything you could give me?
Is there anything you could give me?
Maybe a sheet of bounce. Maybe a sheet of bounce fabric softener.
She just shut the door in my face.
That's everybody seems to be doing that today.
Trend.
Well, you know, it is the day after. That could be it. I still have confidence in
it. Is it Joe or is it everybody else?
It's the holiday. It has passed. So that's what it is.
Joe, give the upper crust neighborhood one more house.
And I think you ought to throw the Don and Mike Show in there. He did that last year and he had more success. I'm Joe from the Don and Mike Show. Trick or treat, may I have a beer?
All right.
Perhaps a card.
Is that too much for him to handle?
I'm not sure, Don.
And then much. If they remain silent, say, sorry I'm late, but I overslept.
Now, Rob,
oh, God, if only he could remember all that.
Never remember that.
Joe, do you have the whole spiel ready?
Yes.
What is it going to be?
I don't know. Hold on. We'll find out.
There's our chance.
You know, I recall you reacting this way last year, Mike. About the same time frame, too.
It's gold, Jerry.
Hi, I'm Joe from the Don and Mike Show. Trick or treat, may I have a beer?
Good boy.
Okay.
What'd she say, Joe?
She said, 1 second while I go tell my father to get his gun.
Oh. Now, did she say that?
No, but
see,
she said 1 second.
She said 1 second. Okay, so maybe she'll actually come and bring you a beer.
I hope so.
Or maybe her dad will show up with a gun. Wouldn't that be funny?
We call that a win-win.
How about that?
29 parakeets. All right, standing here at house number 8.
We may have success. We may have our first successful home.
I think after this, you got to go to the less than upper class house.
I agree. I think we got to see how the you know, the people that are less fortunate do it.
We're on the less fortunate in Rockville.
That's true. Around this zip code, it's a hell of a point.
Hi.
Oh, dear.
Okay. Thank you.
No, Joe, what
happened,
Joe?
The daughter told me no one is available right now.
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
Yeah, there could be trouble at that one.
Well,
it's a goose egg in the upscale neighborhood.
Wow.
I got one more house with, well, no, they don't look home.
Yeah. Joe, you know what? I'm playing the music here. I think you should just move on.
You should really try another neighborhood, Joe. It doesn't seem like a friendly neighborhood for you.
I'll try, you know, what would qualify as lower scale in Rockville. I'll go to, like, where the townhomes are.
Okay,
very nice.
We'll have lots close by. Scouted one out earlier.
Okay.
So we'll have lots close by.
Okay.
Did you just fade out the microphone?
I just hung up on it.
It's trick or treat the day after for beer with Joe Arden.
Start to treat and harmonize.
And maybe I should rearrange the way I said that.
Adam, you're keeping track at home. Yes. You went to 8 houses, 9 houses. And frankly, that is now 14 minutes that we'll never get back.
And one maid.
Yes.
Well, she sounded like Borat.
One maid, one little girl, no beer, no cheese, no fabric softener. Dick.
No fish stick.
You know, at this point last year, on Halloween, he had at least, I think he might have even gotten a wine cooler.
Oh, he had more than one bottle of wine.
He had a couple of beers, a Zima.
We could hear all of the bottles rattling around in his little wagon.
Yeah, not to give him too much credit, of course, everybody was unloading their Zima at that point. Everybody tried it.
But now he rolls silent.
Right.
Well, sadly.
Very frustrating for him.
Shall we go with this in another break?
Oh, most definitely.
Please.
You have to. You really do.
All right, we'll give him one more chance when we come back.
Because he did mention gun. We wouldn't want to miss that opportunity.
That's true. Got to hold out for the silver lining.
Boy, oh boy. Been a long time since we've led on the news. You know, that would be something special.
It's like that Jerry Seinfeld tape we have with George Costanza. We just want to do something. And he says, Jerry Seinfeld said something to him like, you know, the person you don't want to see is not going to be in a plane crash.
If only she would take
hope.
A trip.
Yeah.
There's hope. Something.
It's something to hang on to. We can hope there's a guy with a gun at one of these homes.
Because what he didn't know is when he made that joke about, I'm going to get my dad and his gun, all of our eyebrows raised at the same time.
Exactly.
We thought maybe.
Ratings gold. Where is that Jerry Seinfeld tape?
I'll go get it. We need to...
I know we need to break, but let's time you. Let's have some fun.
He is thundering down the hallway as we speak.
Go!
Let's see.
Now, I know it's hard for you with your hemorrhoids and your anal fissure.
What happens?
Had you forgotten about that, Mike?
I had. Up until that moment, everything, with all that was going on, this has been an extremely busy show, and I realize that now, you know, we'll have to get back to that when we have a slower moment.
We have not talked about the blood
yet.
And how are the suppositories
going? Of course. Now I'm thinking about it. Now it's top of mind.
Good luck taking it out of your mind now.
Now I got the baths on my mind. How many baths is he taking?
I think it's a good thing you're going to see Saw 3 tonight, because that's going to be like seeing goddamn Mary Poppins compared to everything you've been through today.
This is incredible. And we are still waiting.
You know, I know we have a big stack back there that says S.
It must be around here somewhere. It's a rather well-played tape on this show.
And it's the big stack back there that says S. Those are all the old tapes of our show.
Yes. S.
It's just S. No, it's a tape that's filed under S for Seinfeld, 39 seconds long, out cue, there's hope, there's hope.
Well, that's like a hint.
It says Seinfeld, plane crash.
Uh-huh.
How are we doing finding that tape back there?
Yanni?
You should see the look on his face. It's well worth it.
It's the storyline where George Costanza is trying to avoid the fiancé, right?
Yes.
Avoid his wedding, yes.
any luck on that tape at all.
His nose is 6 inches from the tape. He's looking at all of them. Thank you.
Punctuation.
Okay, well.
How would you know I was done if I didn't exhale?
Thank you, John.
It's your trademark.
Please pass along to him that we'll try to put that tape coming out of the next break.
I will do so. I think the message has been delivered.
Okay. Can we hear him on your microphone? Can he say something?
I can't find it!
Thank you, Rob. We'll be right. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
He found it.
You can't go to China. What about your job?
Job!
No, right. A lot of them move to another borough. Move to Staten Island. It's a lot easier to blend into a sea of people in Staten Island than China, believe me.
Yeah, Staten Island. What about my clothes? How do I get the rest of the clothes?
Well, you come back for your clothes.
I'm not going back in there.
So forget about your clothes.
Well, I'm not starting up a whole new wardrobe now!
Look, freedom and no clothes is a lot better than no freedom with clothes.
Should we just take a plane somewhere?
And what, hope for a crash?
It happens.
You know what the odds are on a crash? It's 1,000,000 to 1.
It's something. It's hope.
They never shame the beast. Don and Mike.
That's what we were looking for with
That's
Joe's.
It.
Joey's trick or beer. Get back to Joe in just a second. Let me see. You know that we're on iTunes. That you can download the show every day on your iPod.
It's not complicated either.
Really, it's not.
Right.
It's not.
It's not.
It's not.
It's not complicated.
Information on the front page of our website. DonandMikeWebsite.com. We didn't have a lot of time to talk about Halloween today. I guess we will tomorrow because we are jam-packed. Rob called me last night after he took his kids out trick-or-treating.
Right.
And told me that he went to an Asian family.
This was when Carrie took them trick-or-treating. They went to a neighborhood and there was an Asian family, yeah.
He described what Robert was given last night.
And also, I did not bring in, believe it or not, you know, some retard was handing out apples.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I haven't seen that in a million
years. It's been a long time since the old razor blade scare.
I wasn't cut into it.
What Robert, your son, got was a little container. It looks like a butter container from Denny's or something.
Right.
A little plastic thing.
So I've never seen anything like it.
And it says on the top, jelly. Contains no cognac. Mango flavor.
But spell cognac the way it's written on the
packaging.
K-O-N-J-A-C.
I think I can...
Cognac.
I can explain that. Look at the writing above that. That's some sort of foreign character from the Orient. That's not an American mango jelly.
Does this appear to be a product that you might have gotten in an Asian grocery store?
I believe so.
Bingo!
Perhaps the Calmore neighborhood of Falls Church,
Virginia. Is it candy?
I think it's jelly.
Or is it jelly like you'd put on toast? Don's going to give it a try.
We'll just open this goddamn thing
up. Open it up.
I gave out Jello shots this year.
Did you really?
Yeah, Rob?
Yes?
I'm going to... Here you go. I bet I spill it all over the control board.
Is it liquid or is it gelatin?
It contains no cognac.
It appears to be almost a Jello-like substance, Mike.
Jesus.
It's hard to open, isn't it?
Sorry, Mike.
Oh, Mike.
He spilled it on himself.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I apologize.
Christ.
I need a paper towel.
Oh,
I thought it was gelatin.
Jesus Christ, are you funny?
I'm sorry.
Mike opens this thing up.
I need some soda water.
This was deleted out. Right as Mike opened the little container of jelly, I said, is the consistency anything like the mucus in your stool? And Mike said, oh, S word.
I'm looking at the thing, and it appears to be gelatin.
Right.
And I didn't realize it's liquid.
Oh.
And it just pours all over my pants. And I did say OS completely unrehearsed.
You know what? There's juice and gelatin.
And it is not.
Let me look at it again. I want to get
all over Mike's khaki pants
now. Right, let me get a closer inspection after all that I've gone through. All right. It does smell like mango. Do you want me to take a sip?
Sure. I mean, well, you've got it on your pants. Why not?
It's quite tasty.
Good. Yeah, but what kid wants that for Halloween?
You might frighten the children. might cause the children to go,
you get jelly with no cognac in it.
Does this mean like that normally, is this a shot?
Maybe.
Is it a drink?
I don't know. I've never been to the Orient.
Wow. Sabor mango.
All I know is you got one hell of a stain on your pants, my friend.
I know I do. I know. I tried to wet it. That's water. The big stain is water.
It's sure a good thing that you're going to a movie tonight that's dark.
You've never smelled better. Seems to have some sort of membrane in it.
Oh!
I thought it kind of smelled like that chick's panties.
Now I can't do it. I'm going to try. I think really it's going to go down almost like an oyster.
Oh.
Want me to try it?
Sure. Don't think about those panties, though.
Oh, now you're making me feel again. It is very tasty. I love mango. I really do.
That's good.
There you go. Yeah.
Oh, God, there's something in it. I swear to God. And I was almost going to say S again, because there is something in it.
Something solid in the middle.
There's something gross and solid in the
middle. That's gang reflex. Get that away.
Wait a minute. You got to cut into it.
You know what it looks like? It looks like the yellow of an egg.
It looks like the yolk of an egg.
The yolk of an egg.
And there's something. I sucked it out of the little pouch that it was in.
Oh.
And then when I sucked it out of the pouch, my tongue, just as I was seriously going to chew it, and there's something in it. We need to cut it. Do we have a knife back?
Knife.
John, do we have a plastic knife?
Just use a pen. Just
try
a pen.
All right, I'm going to try
just
this.
Poke
I'm
going to
use the end of the pen.
Poke it with a big pen.
Dissect that sucker.
Look, you know what it looks like? It looks like a silicone breast implant.
There's something nasty.
Globular.
It's not cognac.
It is right. Gross.
It looks like...
Wait, there was something...
Like Mrs. Jones? We got the results of your test back.
You know what? It might have been a chunk of fruit that my tongue
tasted. I think that's it, yeah.
That looks to me like the result of someone's pap smear.
A piece of mango.
There it is. It is again. It's right there.
Uh-huh.
It's harder gelatin, and that's the thing that's grossing me out. It's almost like a vein. It's really...
How you doing, CSI?
It's very... Is that a beak?
Well, I'm not really sure what the cause of death was, Gris, but as you can see, apparently there's a piece of mango in his brain.
I'd like to thank Kim Jong for giving Robert that jello shot.
There it is. There's the hard piece right there.
He put it in your
Look,
wallet.
See that extra clear piece of gelatin? It's almost like...
You know, it looks like a big, runny booger.
Imagine if Joe had that hanging off his finger with a trick-or-treat for beer. It was tasty at the outset. But then slightly disturbing texture.
That is gross. God damn, that's gross.
I'm going to continue the biopsy here.
Yes, please.
Grissom, this was no boating accident.
You go in the water. Hold on. Gelatin's in the water.
Can I make you laugh?
Yeah.
Can I have it for a second?
Yeah. You want the newspaper?
Give me the newspaper that has the gunk on it.
Hold on.
For a second.
All right.
The goo.
Now, just give me a moment.
Should he turn around?
Turn away. Yes, turn away, Mike.
We're all turning away.
Here we go.
Turn away. Just for a moment.
Stand by. I don't know what he has planned for hilarity.
I'm going to do what I always yell at you about.
Doing sight gags on the radio.
Something that no one will be able to get except you. We won't even be able to describe it.
All right. This will lift everyone's spirits. I don't know what's happening.
Really making a great Halloween.
That's right.
I'm not sure what's going on now. Here comes the real treat.
Hey, no.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
We can say what you did.
Yes.
You put the gelatin on the panties.
No, inside.
Inside.
Open it up, Mike.
Right. Let's take a look at that.
Yeah.
We just got your test back. We got your test results back.
We're going to have to run more tests.
My goodness.
That does not look good.
Boy, all I know is don't do any baking for a while.
Well,
that's nasty, and I'm glad I was able to sample a little bit. Now I'm really feeling queasy.
Gee, rise.
Wow.
Happy Halloween. Rise.
Hello, John and Mike show. Hello.
Have you ever sucked the fisheye out of the middle of a jello shot?
Oh, God. You know, and I watch the Food Network when they travel, and, you know, some of the Asian cuisines are just a little out there.
John and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, how are you guys doing tonight?
We're doing great, thank you.
Listen, I don't know. There's a nice crotch shot of Lindsay Lohan on PerezHilton.com. I don't know if you guys had seen that.
Well, yeah, listen, if you ever check out our daily steaming log, we get a lot of stuff from that site. And trust me, if you go back to our archives on our website, We've got shots of Lindsay Lohan's camel toe, of her boobs coming out of her shirt.
She seems to be always falling out all over the
but
place.
But still, we've got lots of pictures of her, too. Isn't she the one we got pictures of her, like, wearing, like, bad PJs and looking like she just rolled out of someone's bum?
But the most upsetting pictures are the ones at Owen Wilson's house where she's in the ill-fitting
that's
bikini.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
And isn't there one where she's in her pajamas and there's a bottle of Jack Daniels on the bed?
And I think that's the same one, I think. Right.
And then there's also one of her servicing 10 guys, which is horrible.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. I know exactly what that is. And in Northern California a couple of years ago, they were banned because so many children choked on them and a couple died.
Nice to know they're giving them away for Halloween.
Is it considered a treat in Asian cultures?
Not
any absolutely. And the thing is that little chunk of alleged fruit in there, that's what was causing the problem with the children.
Because it's not fruit, is it? It's like hard gelatin.
It's membrane.
What do you mean it's membrane?
Insane in the membrane.
It's toenail. No, I'm not quite sure what it's
toenail. Get out of here. Hello, Dynamite Show.
I don't have a tuma.
Hello.
I know what that stuff is.
Yeah, okay. What is it?
It's like a type of flan, right?
Yeah, it's like flan, yeah.
Yes.
Well, no, it's a fruity thing. It's a fruity jello.
Yes, it is.
It's a flan. Flan is like a custard.
Yeah, but it's like the consistency.
But it has
the
consistency of that, Mike. Yes. Of a custard.
This is
hard
true.
Custard.
Yeah, it's like a jello.
Well, the label says saber, but it's actually sabor, and that means flavor, so it's flavor mango.
So it's mango flavor jelly.
Jelly.
It's an aspect.
It looks like birth leavens.
Yeah.
After birth.
Thank you, Buzz.
Sure.
When I had pneumonia, I produced...
If you give birth to an orange child.
Hello.
Completely orange.
Well, it would be if you were Tony Kornheiser's wife. Hello, Don and Mike show. Oh, and incidentally, I saw Tony Kornheiser last night, as I always do on PTI.
How's he looking?
Here's the thing. I'm a fan of Tony Kornheiser for the written word and the spoken word. There are some men who should not be on television, especially with the advent of high definition. Now, I'm not talking about all the spots on his head and
right.
his one strand of hair that he combs over.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, I don't know what location he's at. He's not in D.C. with Wilbon doing the show. He's on location. And he has on, because it's Halloween, although he thinks he's cool, he has on, I've seen him wear this before on TV, a leather bomber jacket.
Right.
Okay, which for Tony Kornheiser, totally out of place.
Is there anything that's on place on him? Other than like maybe a plain tan sweater?
And then he's also got on a big cowboy hat, and he has on, like, police sunglasses, you know, the big, gigantic mirrors. And he goes, and so they start the show, and it's PTI, and he says, I'm Mike Wilbon. And he goes, I'm Tony Kornheiser. And he goes, who are you? And he goes, I'm dressed as Hank Williams Jr. And, like, for the first 2 seconds, it was okay, but during the entire show.
Stating character?
Not stating character.
Right.
Just enjoyed wearing...
Wear the sunglasses?
And the hat! And the cowboy hat.
And isn't it kind of a shameless cross-promotion as well?
Sure!
For Monday Night Football?
I'm sure Tony Kornheiser thought that it was funny.
Right.
But I've seen him wearing these clothes enough now. Every week for PTI, they do it for whatever stadium Monday Night Football is at.
Right.
So you get to see Tony Kornheiser wearing the clothes that it's obvious ESPN is providing for him.
Exactly.
And...
If only they could provide him with a series of hats.
they should be dressing him down. They shouldn't be trying to dress him up.
And the head, you talk about the spots on the head. Don't you think he gets what a lot of bald guys get, that scab head?
Yeah, he has absolutely got the scab head.
Scab head.
And the other bad thing that's happened because of HDTV, similar although not same body part or even same gender, you see this a lot of times on chick news ladies. Their faces are beautiful, immaculate. If they're wearing something that shows a little chest, a little cleavage, you see spots.
Yep.
I don't know if they're freckles. I don't know if it's ringworm.
They forget to do makeup on their chest and their hands.
I don't know what it is, but I was
ringworm.
Watching...
Ringworm is a funny ailment. When we played the medical hotline, ringworm always used to make me laugh.
Oh, did you know that I told Janet over the weekend, she said to me, God, I got this thing on my arm that looks, she said, it's some kind of a spider bite or something. It is just killing me. And I looked at her and I said, no, I was kidding her. But you didn't be serious. I said, hey, that looks like ringworm. She said,
ringworm.
She said, where would I get ringworm? And I said,
You're looking at Mr. Ringworm.
She had to stop for a second. And
Ringworm.
Said, you can't be serious. I said,
just don't walk around the house barefoot.
So you know, I have athlete's foot.
Right.
I'm pretty
it's
sure.
The same thing, right? Oh, it's a worm. Ringworm. There's some other kind of worm that's like a fungus.
Now, speaking of Kornheiser, I'm surprised we didn't bring this up yesterday. Did you see the races where they had the giant-headed people at halftime?
The mascots. You know how they have the sausage?
Yeah, and at the baseball game. They did the same thing.
They have a giant head of Steve Young, Mike Tirico, Tony Kornheiser, and they were running down the field at halftime during Monday Night Football.
More than that, they had the entire people that sit with Berman.
Oh, Tom Jackson, Michael Irvin, all of them.
Young won, he fell down and his head fell off.
Can't they just work on making the broadcast more entertaining?
I'm sorry, they can't do that.
The broadcasts are not entertaining.
I'm just waiting one day for Michael Wilbon to look at that screen of Tony Kornheiser and go, you know, listen, like you're a 60-year-old Jewish man. Why are you dressed like Imus in the morning? Really?
And then you know what Tony would say? Tony would say, why is Imus dressed that way? Touche.
Really?
Touche.
Got a break. You know what else we forgot? We forgot all about Joe.
Oh, he's freezing out in his keg costume.
Oh, my God. Let me make sure he's
there. No, he's not. It's about 80 degrees outside.
And a keg should be kept cold anyway.
Exactly.
Hope he's all right.
Let's give him a mango shot.
With membrane in it.
We'll check back with Joe and make sure he's okay. We'll try one more round of Trick or Beer with Joe.
Very good.
Extra membrane.
Joe? Oh, where is he at?
He's in jail.
Oh, my
God.
Not
a good development.
No. I think it's fine. Hello?
They don't let you take cell phones to jail, do they?
No, they're confiscated.
Hello?
Are you in a good neighborhood or a bad neighborhood right now?
Literally, there's one house here that has bars on the door.
So that would be bad, right?
So, I'm ready.
Okay, well, we'll come back to you right after the commercials.
Where were you when the phone was ringing?
I was just standing outside my car.
All right, good boy. We'll see you.
I gotta wait again?
Yeah.
People are staring at me, man. All right,
come on. Be good. Be a good boy. We'll be right back to you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Happy Halloween.
He's standing around the keg suit. People are staring at him.
This gets better. This is going to be fun.
Well, we had to discuss the jelly.
He was a little whiny, too.
He was.
Come on, man. Bars
on the windows.
That's when I got to talk to him like he's a dog. Good boy. Come on, good
stay.
Boy. Stay. Just stay there for 10 minutes. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Let's go to Chuck in Gainesville, Virginia. Chuck, what say you?
Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Good.
For you. I just have a whole issue with this Jessica situation where people need to get to the point, get to the facts, and start questioning the right people, which is her. And I think you make a very good and valid point. And what's going on in Bush's mind, I don't think any of us are going to completely know. The two people who really know what's going on with Bush would be Don and Mike, a lot of Bush.
Don and Mike, all right? I'm delirious here. Our affiliate in Washington, D.C., WJFK. How can I forget that? Don and Mike are the afternoon guys.
Cool.
The Don and Mike Show.
Same.
What, Bill?
Have a happy abortion for Christmas.
Oh. Right.
Feel sorry for the Ivanka. They will cost him a fortune and fudge. The Don and Mike Show.
Ludicrous.
Hey, listen, tomorrow on the show... Oh, I hated this lady when she was on Will and Grace. I swear to Christ, Frida would watch that show and I'd say, I hate everything about that show, especially... And then one time, I saw her host when Letterman had the shingles.
Yes.
And besides the fact that she's got just incredible sweater filling...
Oh, my God.
When she doesn't talk with that squeaky goddamn voice... She's good. She's got a talk show. What's her name?
Megan Mullally.
Megan Mullally. She won a couple of Emmys, didn't she? Or did she win an Emmy ever?
She won two.
Two
for playing that annoying
Karen.
God.
You effing C-word.
Karen, yes, but she's got a talk show. She'll be on our show tomorrow.
Wonderful. Very good.
All right. Now, Joseph Ardinger. Trick or Beer. Thus far, it's been a total flop. No fault of Joe's.
It's right. Certainly been entertaining, but he has not been successful
are
in getting
about Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on a second. What the hell was that?
What was that?
I don't know. Someone's angry about Iraq.
Oh, who
Can't imagine who.
I don't know. I'm looking for the crazy music you had.
Try that.
You got that one?
There we go. Come in, William Castle.
Let's get back to Joe now. Last chance.
He was scared last time we talked.
2006, tricking for beer.
Hooking. Hooking for beer. Turning tricks for beer.
He says, hi, I'm Joe from the Don and Mike Show. Trick or treat, may I have a beer?
Let's see what happens.
Now, we know it's the day after Halloween, but he is dressed in his beer keg suit.
Right.
And he is in a residential neighborhood. Hello, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, I had to move.
Why?
Why?
I was asked to.
By whom?
Old man.
Where did he come up and he said?
I was parked in front of his house and he came out.
You're beginning to frighten me, and I'd like you to move right now.
It gets better. Okay, it gets better. So I said, well, I'm just going to be here for a minute. I'm kind of just doing a bit for this radio station. And he goes, I don't care what you're doing. If I go back into that house, I'm calling the police. So I split. But I'm in another neighborhood.
You're right.
It did get better. Boy, that story really did get better.
You're in a better neighborhood now.
Okay, no, look.
I'm not in a better one, but I'm in another one.
In a new one.
It's just kind of disappointing because the one I was in had some great decorations. Now, I just parked. I'm ready to rock.
Let's go.
It's not
like the committee to go throughout the neighborhood to say, see who has the best decorations.
Right.
You're trying to find people who will give you beer.
And here where we are, it's very, very dark out right now.
Hold on just a second. Let me put on the keg.
Oh, you're putting it on.
Hold on.
He was, I don't know. He can't hear us right now.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes. Thank you, Rob. Absolutely. The suit he's wearing looks like the Tin Man.
Yeah, the Tin Man.
Divide.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. You ready, Joe?
Hello.
Come on. Let's make this happen now.
He's always prepared.
I'm ready to rock.
This is his big bit of the year.
How's this neighborhood look? Lots of decorations?
No, but there's lots of cars. So.
Well, do you see lights in the homes?
Yes.
All right. Good. Go make some magic for us now.
Here we go.
Do you remember your spiel?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Dance, monkey, dance.
I don't think so. I don't want to do
we'll
that.
Just keep him focused.
That'll annoy me.
Hi, I'm Joe from the Don and Mike Show. Trick or treat. May I have a beer, please?
Good boy, you nailed it.
Too late for what? I realize I'm late.
Use Rob's line. You overslept.
I overslept.
Say, please, don't you have anything you can give me?
Don't you have anything you could give me?
I don't want candy.
I don't want candy, just a beer. How about wine?
Stick of butter.
Ham.
How about jelly? You have a little jelly cup?
Jelly. Yeah, like you get an IHOP?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Mama, she's good.
Hold on.
What does she have? Everybody carries a little jelly. You get a little restaurant.
Hi.
What is she going to
get? Is she going to get you something?
I think she's going to get me some jelly.
Well,
and they said it couldn't be done.
This would be his first successful move.
It's contraceptive.
Thank you. Happy Halloween from the Don and Mike Show.
All right, Joey, what's first in your little red wagon?
A Jell-O cup.
Jell-O cup.
Oh, a Jell-O cup. Okay.
What flavor? Jell-O.
It's something. It's hope.
What flavor?
It looks to be cherry.
Wow. Very good. Right. Is it well lit in this neighborhood?
No.
Get to the next house, Joe.
Huh?
Get to the next house, please.
Yes, I'm already at the door.
All right, very good.
I just had a vision of a pit bull at that.
It's hope.
It's hope.
Are you at the next house yet?
Yeah, I already knocked on the door, but nobody's come, too.
Do you see any lights in the home?
Oh, yeah, and there's cars in front.
Ah. Perhaps the dining. Is it a townhouse community?
Yeah.
Maybe you should knock again and say, hey, I'm out here.
Oh, hi. I'm Joe from the Bike Show, Trick or Treat for Beer.
Card.
Very close.
Trick or Treat for Beer?
May I have a beer, please?
No. Is there anything you could give me? Look, I got some Jell-O. Whiskey?
Ask if they have any caulk.
I realize I'm late, but I overslept.
Joe asked for caulk.
Okay, well, happy Halloween.
Joe.
Hmm?
Because caulk, C-A-U-L-K, is a funny word.
Yes, right, it is.
Oh.
May I have some caulk, please?
Because if you ask for that enough and you say it the wrong way, you might have Chris Hansen show up on your doorstep.
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad. I'd let you in just so I could feel you on top of me.
I felt gay when I was at Home Depot buying stuff last week, and I had to say to the guy, I've got some stuff to do in my bathroom. Where do you keep the car? And I was like, the guy looked at me wrong. Where do you keep yours?
Yeah, you want to come to the shed?
Joe?
Yes.
You know, Mike and I tell you what, I feel like a mini pad. I mean, look at this thing. We are padding so much.
Yes.
Mike and I are absorbing so much moisture right now during this segment.
And I have to say, it's not a successful trick or treat if he doesn't get an alcoholic beverage. I'm not even going to say beer.
A can of beer.
A can of beer or a wine cooler or something.
All right, here we go.
Go to the next
house,
Joey. Come on now.
Are you there?
Yes.
There. Okay. Ah, the first knock I've heard.
A good, assertive knock.
Hi, is your mom home?
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
No.
Trick or treat.
Is there an adult there, Joe?
No, this kid is six.
You might want to move on. Sized him up right away.
Yeah, you know, it's dark, and I've already been accosted. Oh, wait, pumpkins. Found some pumpkins.
Oh, good.
Hold on. Who accosted
the old man? That told him to move.
Oh, is he bailing on it now?
No, he's going to a new house. He's got focus. He saw pumpkins.
Not too awkward when the 6-year-old kid just opens the door and says, ha, 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 yeah, you're funny.
What did you think about asking for mommy or daddy?
Yeah, but he didn't get it.
He didn't want to get his mommy?
No, he wanted to come out and go with Kegman.
Oh.
Were the windows wet on the inside?
I could probably teach you a few things.
Oh, no.
Like, you know, some positions and moves.
I'm going to go to hell for laughing.
Go to the next house, Joe.
I am. I'm at the one with pumpkins.
All right. Excited. Joe, sounds like you're having a tough time of it.
Well, it's dark. It's November 1st, and I already got accosted by one old man who said, if I go back in that house, I'm calling the police.
I heard that, but you're not in that neighborhood now, Joe.
Joe, would you be less fussy if you ate the Jell-O? Never mind.
Just knock on the door, please, friend.
I did. Nobody's answering.
Okay. Can you try one more?
Oh, now he's shortening the words. Nobody's answering.
Can you try one more house, Joe?
Okay, if I can find one with the lights on. This neighborhood sucks.
Who picked it?
Hold on.
He had no answer for
you. He picked it.
One moment, he didn't have an answer for you. He'll be right back with you. What was that laugh for?
He picked it and he ate it.
Why are you laughing, Joe?
Because I'm not having fun.
Hilarious bit.
Not, where are you now?
Wow.
He's in purgatory, Mike.
What was the wow for?
There's a house with a bunch of candles lit inside, like an altar.
We got to
knock on this one.
Oh, yeah. All right, now we're talking.
All right, come on. Big finish. I feel the big finish coming here.
Joe is excited.
This is weird. This could be...
Describe it a little better. Just try. Try to describe it a little better.
Well, okay, I was walking by, and the house, the lights are real low, and there must be a dozen candles on a glass table and some on the floor, literally. I'm not kidding.
That's like devil worship.
Yeah. Sounds scary,
yeah,
Joe.
Very scary.
And then this house doesn't even have pumpkins, so who knows what's going on.
Did you knock on the door yet?
Yeah, might be Santeria. Come on, I'm ringing the bell.
What?
Oh.
Santeria?
Yeah, here we go.
Ooh. Hi, I'm Joe from the Don and Mike Show. Happy Halloween.
May I have a beer?
She just closed the door in my face. I think she's getting the gun. Oh, she had like goth eyeshadow and stuff. This place is freaky.
Wow. It may be in the middle of a sacrifice. Yeah.
God, Joe, this is really no payoff at all. I mean, can you?
Is there any other house nearby?
None with lights on it or cars in front of them.
So you're out of houses?
Yes, that means he's out of houses. He's singing.
So ends
of
Halloween. Please, can we do it next year, please?
No.
Please.
No.
I say we should.
Please.
The day before.
If we do it on Halloween, it'll work.
He's right, you know.
there is no reason it should not have worked today. Yeah. After all, he's not really looking for Halloween candy.
Joe, this is your signature bit. You've got to save it.
He's just going to people's house asking for anything. Beef jerky, a nail clipper, anything.
Is there any option here?
This woman has not come back to the door.
Are you still standing at the scary house?
Yeah.
Oh, he's knocking on it again. Hypnotized by the camera.
I thought she shut the door on him.
Why did
I thought she shut the door in his face.
Why did you say, I won't be ignored, Dan?
Is she coming back?
No.
Did it look like something hinky's going on?
It's strange. It's really strange. Here we go.
What? Okay.
Hi. Trick or treat for beer. Do you have any beer?
Idiot.
No beer?
How about a wine cooler?
Tell him you're from the...
How about a wine cooler?
Cup of blood.
But lots of chocolate. Thank you.
Tell him you're from the Dynamite Show.
What'd they give you?
Happy Halloween. I got a bunch of Reese's peanut butter cups.
Oh, good.
All right.
Very good.
It's not alcohol, though.
Very good.
It's a shame.
Same thing any 11-year-old mongoloid could have gotten last night. Jesus Christ.
Yes, last night.
Oh, that's right. That's right. It's our fault because it was last night. That's
well,
right, Joe.
It's October 32nd today.
All right, come on back home, you lug.
Come back home, Joe. You got a year to negotiate.
Over and out.
Okay. Over and out. Travel safely.
Well, we've got a year to plan for next year.
Yeah.
Better start now.
I got a year to phone in sick on October 31st next year.
This keg is tapped.
All
wow.
right. Bye, Joe.
See you later, Joe.
Bye-bye.
You know what?
Happy Halloween.
He didn't go on Halloween last year either, though.
You better say a bunch of extra prayers, because I hope you go to hell.
Oh, wow.
Because Halloween fell on a Sunday last year.
We did it earlier, right?
Yeah.
You're in a fog. You're in a haze. Your reasoning ability, your compass is way, way off here.
And you've got beer and wine and crackers.
Today we're talking about drunken mistakes.
Joe Ardinger.
You know as well as I do that you will be drunk tonight. Set your ass down. You're not going anywhere.
You know, I do like the fact that we had that one scary interlude.
Yeah.
With the house with the candles. He did, even Joe, managed to paint a little picture there. But yeah. Then he got peanut butter cups.
Finger painting.
That's exactly how he paints.
Jesus Christ.
With finger paint.
Hey, Bob.
Yes.
Bob.
Yes.
I bet you're all over that Carrie thing, aren't you?
I thought I'd bring it up. Yeah.
And I bet I got the tape to go along with it.
Oh, good.
So we'll get to Bob's news.
All right.
That's the one good thing about Bob.
Yeah.
I occasionally yell at Bob about the content on the news, but at least when Bob opens the door,
yes.
God damn it, there's always some next stepping there.
And there's always a beer.
Always.
Always.
With our good friend Bob.
Yeah.
And when people stop emailing and asking why we call him Bob, why not?
Why not?
Why not?
It's fun. Isn't that why you tuned in?
I mean, we've got a lot of people seriously, like, over the last week saying, why or not am I calling him Bob all of the time?
Want to have a little more fun?
Yes.
Have a nice newscast, Roy.
Thank you.
All right. Here you go. See, fun.
Roy it is.
It's fun to change people's names.
Yeah. Roy Elston.
sounds like an Imagineer.
Leroy. Leroy Elston.
Leroy.
And that's how we made Mr. Franklin walk.
Leroy Elston. That's a winner.
All right.
The world according to Leroy.
Leroy.
When we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show. Face down, ass up. That's the way we listen to the Don and Mike Show.
Rob, my big-headed friend.
Yes?
Only every freaking person in the world is called to tell you that last year Halloween was on a Monday.
Then it was the year before.
Now here is Leroy with the news. Hi, Leroy.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Oh, hold it. Do they celebrate it on the 31st or the 30th?
Let's just get to Leroy.
Hi, Leroy.
Hi, guys. Let me ramp us up to this tape by saying first that neither George Bush nor John Kerry are running for anything in next week's election, but they've been sniping at each other as if they were. Kerry started it by proving that he's just as clumsy as the president when it comes to expressing himself.
All right, here it is.
Kerry thought he'd had a good zinger this week.
Here we go.
And he told this to college kids in California.
We're here to talk about education, but I want to say something before. You know, education, if you make the most of it, you study hard, and you do your homework, and you make an effort to be smart, You can do well. If you don't, you get stuck in Iraq.
He says he meant to say end up getting us stuck in Iraq. He says he botched a joke. He says his point was the administration's failed policy there, but it doesn't really matter what he meant. Everyone seized upon what he actually said.
I apologize to no one for my criticism of the president and of his broken policy.
And then you got to hear Bush, because of course...
Oh, I bet they got... I mean, they haven't had much to hang their hat on.
Listen to Bush. He's at...
You go nuts?
He's at some rallies, got his sleeves rolled up, and he's like, you know, it's all, you know...
How can you say that you... Our boys over there...
Well, listen, here he is now. Here's W.
The suggestion that only the least educated Americans would agree to serve in the military and fight in Iraq is an insult to every soldier.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's John McCain. He's... Much more, much.
He's much, well. He's much more well spoken.
He's so well spoken. Here's Bush. Okay, this is Bush crazy at his rally, at his big speech.
Yesterday, my opponent in 2004 presidential race, Senator Kerry, was speaking to a group of young people in California. I want you to listen to what he said. He said, "You know, education. If you make the most of it, you study hard, you do your homework, and you make an effort to be smart, you can do well. If you don't, you get stuck in Iraq." The senator's suggestion that the men and women of our military are somehow uneducated is insulting and it is shameful.
All right, he goes on and on and on.
Oh, God.
And then, like you said, then you got McCain, John McCain.
The suggestion that only the least educated Americans would agree to serve in the military and fight in Iraq is an insult to every soldier serving.
Okay, listen, I think everybody knows Kerry didn't mean it like that. But you know.
How is it he didn't correct himself, though? I mean, he's got
Why he's not president, Rob.
He wasn't able to close the deal 4 years ago. How do you expect him to do that?
Well,
you know?
Got,
I mean, they all screw up.
Here's Tony the Tool Snow.
Extraordinary things happened since September 11th, which is a lot of people. America's finest.
Frankenstein.
Have willingly agreed to volunteer their services in a mission that they know is dangerous but is also important. And, you know, Senator Kerry not only owes an apology to those who are serving, but also to the families of those who have given their lives in this.
All right, so then here's Kerry again. Now he goes through all this. Here's what Kerry said.
God, man, amazing.
Here's what Kerry said.
My statement yesterday, and the White House knows this full well, was a botched joke about the president and the president's people.
And then here is Kerry just saying the words deep and hard.
I'm not going to give them 1 ounce of daylight to spread one of their lies and to play this game ever, ever again. That is a lesson I learned deep and hard.
Ooh, yeah. Baby.
Wow, sexy talk. You know what I say about that?
Very nice.
Boy, that.
But even Democrats are distancing themselves from Kerry's comment.
Yeah, that's smart.
Asking him to apologize. A few have even told him to shut up.
But, excuse me, Leroy?
Yes.
Why would it not be so simple? I mean, as we're all saying, for Kerry just to stand up and, I mean, I guess he's trying to do that, but...
Well, as you said earlier, as a veteran, Kerry has refused to apologize, but after a day of pressure from perhaps other Democrats, this evening, John Kerry has apologized to the men and women who serve this country in the military.
Well, you know the fact that he didn't right away is...
Yeah. But this is crap.
He also
this
says,
is all crap.
But they're loving it. Says, they're loving it. Cause
I mean, but here's the main.
We're not talking about kid touchers in Congress now.
Exactly. Isn't the major thing whether he meant it, and he meant it as a joke about President Bush.
Right. He was. He says he was joking.
You
about
get us into Iraq. Instead, you get stuck in Iraq.
Now I will.
And
tell
so
you,
the one word "us" wasn't put in there, right?
Right. And I will tell you that although he was earlier refusing to apologize, he has now, and he's also adding to that that the Republicans are using this as a diversion from the real issues in this election.
You think again? One more time, just so you can hear it, here's what Kerry said.
I apologize to no one for my criticism. Oh,
sorry, that's you'll apologize to no one, but I guess he has now.
We're here to talk about education, but I want to say something before that. You know, education, if you make the most of it, you study hard, and you do your homework, and you make an effort to be smart, you can do well. If you don't, you get stuck in Iraq.
President Bush.
Oh, hi there.
He does look like Herman Munster.
Has weighed in on this, calling Kerry's comments insulting and shameful. Now, with the war going badly and the midterm election just days away, the president's also focusing on the one issue that makes life most difficult for Americans.
The fact the Bay City Rollers don't make records anymore?
No, second to that, gay marriage. The president is appealing to the moral conservatives who helped elect him, getting them fired up to get them to the polls next week. For the final leg of his campaign swing, the president
is
touring the southern states, focusing on gay marriage in the conservative farm town of Statesboro, Georgia. Bush told a cheering crowd, just last week, another activist court issued a ruling that raises doubt about the institution of marriage. We believe marriage is a union between a man and a woman and should be defended. He also said that if the Democrats win, then, quote, the terrorists win. Now it's off to Texas.
Oh, boy.
But with the midterm election 1 week away, who's going to win? Some polls were predicting a Democratic tsunami to sweep through Capitol Hill, but among early voters, absentee ballots and the like, the Republicans have the lead. Karen Johnson, who runs the Democratic Congressional Campaign Headquarters, has taken up smoking again.
Say Johnson?
Karen Johnson.
How bad you want me to get, Jack? If I get any worse, the Johnson office won't pass it.
Karen started smoking again. She says some polls look great, but that some recent ones are, quote, not so good. That's from a Democratic official.
Yeah.
Started smoking.
They blew it again.
And while the Republicans...
She said that when she came out of the Chippendales Club. Some polls look great.
And while the Republicans focus on voter turnout, Karen's focused on the Republicans, quoting her, they think they're smarter than us. And the truth is, some of us think they're smarter than us. That's Karen Johnson.
Hey, Karen, keep talking to the media.
Runs the Democratic Congressional Campaign.
Great job. And again, you guys ask me why I don't vote.
You know what? When we get to this point, I get the same way. Jesus Christ.
You might as well just
everybody
have
just gotta shut up.
Hulk Hogan coming out and just banging some guy over the head with a fake chair. That's what this really all is now.
Yeah.
But don't you care that she's smoking again?
Yeah. And guess, some of them are smarter than us.
Guess who else is not doing well? Guess who else is not doing well?
Very nice.
In the public opinion polls.
Who's that? Well, the Donna Mike Show, of course.
God. And that's our story when we return.
Ooh. Oh, thank you, Leroy.
Hey, we got all quiet there. How about that from Leroy?
Wow.
Strong words from Leroy.
Not doing well in the polls.
Leroy J. Elston.
God.
LGBT.
Talking about the Lord.
Yeah.
All right, Leroy.
Up next.
Thank you, Leroy.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Delicious Fagolini. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
He's a fag. Homo.
Right.
Hey, City Rollers were on the show earlier today.
They were.
This is going to be on our website, the audio highlight today.
Yeah, baby.
Now, once again, here is Leroy J. Elston.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Leroy's soapbox.
That's right. Now,
he's got lots more news for you, don't you, Leroy?
I do indeed. About this God of which we speak, a new Harris poll finds that nearly half of all Americans are not so sure there is a God. 42% say they're not absolutely certain there's a God. That's up 8% from 3 years ago. Even 7% of born-again Christians weren't sure. 44% of Americans think God does not control what happens here on Earth. A third of us believe God is a man. A third of us say...
Yeah, nice.
Thank you, Borat.
A man, baby.
A third of us say neither male nor female. And 10% of us say God is both male and female.
I believe God is Chinese jelly.
Only 1%...
Without cognac.
Only 1% of us believe God is a woman, a hottie perhaps, or more like B. Arthur.
Hmm. I would, the movie Dogma.
Yes.
What's his name? Alanis Morissette is
right.
God.
Yes.
That's a believable scenario, if you can believe a...
if you put a beard on her.
You got to have the vision of Charlton Heston. That's what I always see.
Well, he was Moses. He wasn't God.
He was the voice of God in the movie as well.
No, God looks like American Dad.
He does.
Jack Del Rio. Mr. Incredible.
What if Jack Del Rio was God?
Oh, then we'd be all set.
He is.
Are the Jaguars 4-3 or not? Yes, they are.
He is God.
Pretty good record, ain't it, Leroy?
He sure is. Back here on Earth, you study the curves of a woman's body. How many times have you done that? How much of your life have you done that?
Hello, Katie.
A new study claims that men spend 6 months of their lives just checking out women. Most of whom they'll never have the pleasure of knowing in that way.
I can imagine what it must be for you, Buzz.
Oh, it's got to be triple.
Leroy.
But probably a full 3 years.
I thought I was going to say 6 years.
I'm talking about a full 3 years now.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. This estimate of 6 months is based on 45 years of ogling, 2 minutes per woman, 8 women a day. Women are not so much this way. They only fritter away a month of their lives in this method by comparison. On average, women check out 2 guys a day at about 1.5 minutes per day.
Well, except for the women that are hooas.
they check
out. Hooas do it more.
Hooas. Hooas. Isn't that right, Leroy?
That's right. Women check out our eyes first, posteriors second. Men, of course, look at the same things in women, but start at chest level.
I'm sure that you saw that thing that was on the news about a month ago or so. Some study said, you know, women can size up a man in 1/10 of a second.
Yeah, very quick.
And immediately know if he's the one for them for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, like 1/2 a second.
And blah, 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 blah. And it was something like, you know, it made us look bad. Something like, well,
oh, it does.
You know, men can't do that. Well, yes, we can.
Mm-hmm.
We can immediately look at a skank and say she's a skank, but here's the thing. We might want to use her for, like a toilet for a night. Isn't that right, Leroy?
Tell him, Leroy. That's right, Don and Mike. For the first time ever, the U.S. government will try to influence the sex lives of grown-ups.
You see, men can look at women without thinking lifetime relationship.
Don't have to.
We can look at them and just say receptacle
or target.
But most of the time, in order to get good ones for us, that they're thinking we got to show more. Right?
Yeah.
The way they're programmed.
Ain't that right, Leroy?
That is exactly right, Don.
Yeah.
Get her done, Leroy.
A change, the government now trying to influence the sex lives of adults. A change in the government sex education funding now makes millions of dollars available for states to teach abstinence to adults ages 20 through 29. The message, no sex without marriage, you 20 through 29-year-olds.
That's realistic.
We call that the Andrew Rice Law.
And then it goes under the heading, if I did it, so can you.
No virgin left behind.
Quoting the head of a nonprofit sex education group, they've stepped over the line of common sense.
Yeah, you know? I guess you'd have to know who Andrew Rice is. He's a guy, our longtime listeners know he's a eunuch.
Right.
Yeah, eunuch, virgin, gun owner, Republican.
Blockbuster employee.
That's right.
And sitter.
Carrie misunderstood this whole law. She thought it was no sex after marriage.
Yeah, no, it's not right.
But no, I wish you'd listen.
The head make up your mind. Either your wife has magnificent breasts or she never gives you sex.
They're both true.
They can both.
Oh, that's sad. That's very sad.
They're like the Fabergé eggs. You're not allowed to touch.
That's sad, ain't it, Leroy?
It sure is. They've stepped over the line.
You should start calling them the eggs.
The eggs?
The eggs. The fab eggs.
Fab. I'll speak to Lady Fab tonight.
The Fabergé eggs.
Jewel encrusted.
The head of this nonprofit sex education group says the government's lost touch with reality. Government statistics show that well over 90% of adults over the age of 20 have already had sex in the truest sense of the word.
Suck on that, losers.
Yeah. There appears to be a new birth control pill for men that doesn't have the side effects of previous pills. This one doesn't mess with your hormones, so it doesn't make you less manly. This new pill stops the production of sperm without lowering your testosterone level. And if you stop taking it, you start making swimmers again.
Yeah, I saw a commercial for it. They actually had a commercial on. And,
already?
Who's that comedian? That he's been on TV, like MTV. He endorses it. Oh, yeah, Andy Milonakis.
Scientists say they have two big hurdles to cross to market this new birth control pill for men. First, they have to convince men it won't make them women. And second, figuring out how to get a woman to believe a guy when he says, it's okay, I'm on the pill.
Or wow. Andy Dick. Andy Dick, remember, is not gay.
Your last piece of Halloween news candy after the break.
Huh? You need another break, Leroy?
I don't need one.
Give him hell, Leroy. We'll be right back. Oh, your mama would be proud of you today, Leroy.
I don't see why not.
You know, they'll never take it back. They can never take it away from
That's
you.
That's true.
They can never take it away from you, Leroy.
My words have never been spoken. Right, Leroy?
Right.
Now we're all covered.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Rich with the good taste of bile. The Don and Mike Show.
Nothing wrong with Leroy.
All right. Finally, it's hard to say who's doing the most to ruin Halloween. We nominate the can't take a joke people.
I nominate Joe.
Joe. in suburban Minneapolis, some folks are upset about the fake tombstones on the lawn of a couple named Chad and Heather. The headstones are for the late Ben Dover and his lovely wife, Eileen Dover.
Ben Dover. I get jokes, bud.
Come on. Some folks find that distasteful. Quoting one lady, it's one thing if it's in the backyard where nobody can see it, but where's the dignity? Where's the respect? And after 3 years of these complaints, the city has ordered Chad and Heather to clean up their act.
Oh, God.
They say in all this time, not a single person has ever complained to their faces. And we leave you with this mental picture.
Okay.
In Germany, a truck carrying 2 tons of...
That's Rob applauding Germany.
Carrying 2 tons of pig's heads spilled its cargo on a road. It took 90 minutes for firefighters to get the heads back on the truck.
Yeah, my delicacies.
Dr. Lieber, it's fine.
Oh, no.
Here's the mental image. They used forklifts.
Ah!
I'm Leroy Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
You know? What can you say? They make a good car.
Yes, they do.
And then we'll see you tomorrow.
Big Zed.
The new episode. Yeah, those Germans. I still don't trust them.
Yeah, smart.
See you tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, Leroy.
Good day to you, sir.
All right, please, honey, and put the spine back in the truck. The spine.
See you soon, Katie.
See you today.
This is the Don and Mike Show.